from LA to NY. No Kakalaki t-shirts and khakis in Dubai. Application from out high. Dreams money can buy overnight if it's possible. Dodge the universe optical. Straight bullets in hospitals. I done seen niggas get rich. Seen niggas die broke. The cliche that life is a bitch. Still exists inside the ghetto. Tupacalypse never lied when he said he's against the odds. Most niggas will wish you well, but soon as their well is dry, stuck in it by yourself, hoping that you can camouflage. With killers again defending your chin when you walk outside. Far as myself, I never hit niggas below the belt. Helped you when you couldn't help yourself. You cross me, then you got dealt. It's simple mathematics. Imagine your life in the mansion. Believe it and it can happen, nigga. That's law of attraction, nigga.
But some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it burn.
Burn.
Cause some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it
burn.
And all the hoes say, that's some good game. And all the bros say, that's some good game.
From LA to NY. North Kakalaki, t-shirts and khakis in Dubai. Cameras asking me, do I still smoke like I used to? Still kick up that hoorah. Bank account by the buku. Meals inside of my ride. Seen niggas get rich. Seen niggas die broker than what they had started with. What's the point of a starter kit if residuals doesn't flip like hoes do? You dip with Dorito chip or you eating off soul food? Back when I was local, pushing 20s, fast forward, Dre recording my vocals. I was 20 years old, game banging in Pro Tools. Stuck in the streets, the studio was relief. And selling records was a homecoming for me. Dog pound, rehabilitation for street niggas. Nice cars, but still court cases on each nigga. Judas sitting at the table, watching them eat with us. Judas caught a bullet quick, keep the receipt. Nigga, had to keep the fakers far from around me. Cut a couple homies off cause they tried to down me. And look where they found me, in Jamaica, rolling up Khalifa paper. And Damien is my neighbor, I'm aiming shots at the haters. I give you the crown, don't give it back. Don't fuck it up, I just want you to rap, nigga. The coast on your back, nigga, what?
But some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it
burn.
Some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it
burn.
And all the hoes say, that's some good game. And all the bros say, that's some good game.
Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building right now. You know, it's a basic lesson, but some people are kind of slow. You know, if you touch the hotness, you're going to get burned. All right, but some people keep want to push the envelope. They keep want to, you know, they keep want to try it. You know what I'm saying? It's not until, you know, they get that penalty that they understand. It's not what they see, what the real is really like, that they understand. All right, this kind of question of repercussions, man. I don't act up. All right, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. All right, big shout out to my dude, Maka, in the building. All right. Big shout out to everybody who was in the building yesterday for the ATL live show. I had a fantastic show. All right, the Tylers were in the building, Jazzo in the building. All right, Mr. Raw was in the building. All right, had a real good time, real good conversation. Make sure y'all check that show out, our new program in here on Dirty Basement Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be in the building with the ATL live show on my down south, my southern artist, my ATL artist, my Florida artist. All right, wherever you at. And like I said yesterday, outside of New York, everything else is down south anyway. So all my other states, all right, you want to get that music played on the ATL live show. You got some heat, all right, some of that southern heat, all right, even some of that Midwest heat, all right, even that West Coast heat. We'll take all of that. We'll take all of that. All right, hit me up on my social media at DJ_DirtyBasement. That's DJ_DRTYBSMNT. Now, for the past couple of days, for the past week or so, all right, everybody been getting up and choosing this lyrical violence. All right, y'all see what's going on. I got a bunch of new records today, got a bunch of new joints. We played that Rick Ross joint. You know, he jumped into the fray. We played that yesterday. But there's a whole lot of stuff going on. I mean, like, everybody beefing. All right. All right. Big shout out to Cat Williams. He set it off at the beginning of the year. All right. He stirred up the pot from the Hollywood side of things, from the TV and the movie side of things. Now the music side of things, it's like, Now you ain't going to leave us out. All right, we got some things to talk about. All right. We got Mr. Roy in the building. He's ready to go. Let me get him mic'd up right now, man. We got a lot to play and a lot to say. Let's go. Mr. Roy, what's the word?
You already know who it is. We need that sound. Peace and blessings, everybody. We out here doing it the way we're supposed to do it, taking the two letters easy on this beautiful Saturday. You know, it's like you said, man, and if I can get that song from M.O.P., not M.O.P., for the music, I think that's it relies on the music. That's the joint. That's the joint that kind of.
Oh, you talking about you talking about Billy Dan? Yeah. Billy Dan, we busy. Yeah, we busy.
Been rocking that for a while, but it kind of fits the bill for me right this moment. Listening to that, but I like I said, man, listen, man. I'd rather see back and forth slander, you know, trying to humiliate or not even humiliate, but so much. Just show your lyrical ability, your skill set. You know, anyone, I realized this many years ago. I've been lyrical a long time ago, and I'm, a lot of people could vouch for it. My good friend Mark has been one. But, I mean, you know, we used to think it was a chosen few. But truth be told, anybody who sits down and really just has a little bit of a solution of how to write a rap can write a good verse. Anybody. So don't make it seem like you're exempt. So now we want to see what comes from your mental and how you put it together and how you make it really sound.
Oh, sorry about that. I sound like Mr. Roy got a little something going on in the background right now. We're going to give him a second so he can get that together. All right, he must have hit a wrong switch or pushed the wrong button. Mr. Roy, you ready?
Man, that was a technical difficulty beyond my control. Sorry about that. But I was saying, you know, just I wanted to show the one of my best battles in hip hop that made you have to pull the pen out was for me Cannabis and LL, and everybody said because of LL's stature and notoriety. You know, he got Cannabis, but me personally, the lyrical battle back and forth, Cannabis got that man. And he had to make LL dig in his bag and really think. Like, he was just so cool being LL and the ladies love and, you know, spit out some lady songs and every now and then a hard song. But this young gun came up and didn't care that he was LL, and he was spitting some fire back in the day. Cannabis? What? So that made LL have to dig in his bag. So if Kendrick is making people dig in the bag, hey, I love it, man. It's more exciting. Hip hop's been boring so far. That's why we ain't had nobody on the top charts for the last year that we talked about. Nobody in hip hop was on the top charts except for Nas in mainstream and also or out of the nowhere. Mike, what's his name? Big Mike or whatever his name is from ATL. That's the only one that came out of nowhere. But hip hop hasn't been making Killer Mike, sorry about that. You know, hip hop hasn't been making a major stand like that. And to be honest with you, before 2020, every single year hip hop was stamping it, getting awards, doing outstanding on the albums. We kind of lackluster. We kind of faded, and it's more underground. It's more, you know, that they need places like us because we play the authentic stuff that you ain't gonna hear, and you ain't gonna get a great album from the mainstream because it's like in a rush to see what they can do. So, I love the fact that they women too. Come on, let's indulge with each other and sharpen each other's pen. And make it entertaining where we'll buy albums again. Who buys an album? Who? Tell me who.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's ever going to come back again, and that's not, you know, it's the consumer's fault, but it's the radio, it's the record industry has a lot to do with that too, because they determine what the medium is going to be that you're going to receive your music in. You know, once upon a time it was vinyl, or it could have been a cassette, or it could have been a CD, all right, but that all required them to have physical inventory. All right, which means a lot more overhead and blah, 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 blah. I can talk about that forever. But we got some music that we got to get to. We got some stuff we got to talk about and a whole lot of stuff that's going on in hip-hop and in the news in general, man. Like I said, we got a lot to play and we got a lot to say. Now, you mentioned a couple of people, all right, when you were just speaking during these last couple of minutes. All right, so we're going to get to a couple of records involving a couple of those folks that you was talking about. All right, first record up on deck, pulling this one out the bag, brand new music. These two have gotten together on a couple of joints, it seems, and I'm glad to see it. More of those collaborations that I was talking about in hip-hop over the past year or so, and this is definitely a great one. This is Nas alongside of DJ Premier, and this is Define My Name. Remember where you heard it first, Dirty Basement Radio. You know what it is.
What defines my name? What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
Name existed forever. Means victory, helper. Whole name means protector. Shortened it by two letters. Without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow where the blonde was a 10. Bait pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi-mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot. Every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger. Today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneakers and bombers. My name existed forever. Before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shocked them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence stretches with high strung. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, kin of St. Michael. Polygamous minded, seven wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Chris, New York. At 20, I said I better quit by 30 than my 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would have thought that 50 new songs by now would be hard to lie. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape excited, leave the beat flames. It was Rod, Kane, Coogee, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw their songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma. Embalming fluid and late tweeds. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook-up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
Nas.
N-A-S. What defines my name?
Hey, yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yes, man, what the fuck am I doing?
Hey, yo, Prim, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beats.
All right.
30 years later, we back in the streets, we back in the lab.
All right, then. Let's go, Nas.
It's time. It's album time.
Yeah. Time.
It's time. Black is time.
Premier album still gonna happen.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we're just getting it started. More new music than anybody else before everybody else.
Hey, Mudfoot, you know what we're here for? Lay some treats on us.
Come and get your gift back. We down by war. You gon' get your shit pushed back around.
Come
get your get back. We down by war. You gon' get your shit pushed back around my dog. That's the sound of the hawk. And you don't wanna get hit with a real bullet.
Slowly to death, golly, giant green tunnel. No cool genetics, get got like a gig, God, come on. My guys get them, guys hit them, guys get them. I let my guys get them, no good news to give them. This hood living so good, written. Straight wall, baby, stand tall like the Great Wall. Some play early, handle pearly, grab a curly for Great Wall. With no subliminals with them, dude, it's a straight call. Stay dirty like the niggas riding on white walls. Stack them up, up the head, living the life, y'all. Fours come out the jaws, that quick draw McGraw. Nigga, you ever saw, hit a bitch, score the walls front once. That's all you gotta do, kick, call a call. Nigga, break a cap spring, see him fall. Attempt on burglary, you heard of me, heard of me. Put implants in the nigga chest like cosmetic surgery.
Come and get your get back, we down by war. You gon' get your shit pushed back around my dog.
That you go to, whip out the showroom. Fear no man, I'm so goon. Tune full of goons, ammunition we hold to. Shit so raw, it can fit in a dope spoon. My gun go boom, my gun go boom. In my mother's sonogram, I had a gun in the womb. Mike got more guns than the government do. I lift the soul out of anybody running with you. AKs, FKs, and them M16s. Hopping out of new M3s with loaded magazines. Even load them in my dreams. Wake up, tripping minds. Went under the pillow, right next to the cigarillo. Terminology, Carrillo. Got a shotty by the window. John Gotti in the mental, and our body instrumentals. Been wildin' since I'm little. Hit your body, let it sizzle. Took the guns and the drugs from the lobby to the rental, huh?
Come and get your get back. We down by war. You gon' get your shit pushed back around my dog. That's the sound of the hawk. And you don't wanna get hit with a rim from the hawk. So come and get your get back. We down by war. You gon' get your shit pushed back around my dog.
Yo, yo, this is your boy, no other than Propane Campaign Zone, Aguilar Don Bishop. You already know we about to drop that Not For a Grammy Consideration, produced by yours truly, Aguilar the Don, Dirty Basement Radio. Set that off, man. Let's tell them what we do.
Propane Campaign and Teenage Engineering presents the K-O-T-K by Aguilar the Don Bishop.
Okay. 2024, I got a new approach. I know a lot of artists, but I never play them close. Cats talk behind the back, straight telling the jokes. Ain't nothing to laugh about when we know niggas is broke. Let the internet verify, tell you it's dope. Deceived by the fame and bright lights, losing the hope. I got the target on lock right under the scope. Riding out, but listen, fam, your life is getting revoked. I know to drop pain, liking every note, stay afloat, like the whole move on a ferry boat. You ain't crossing the river unless you gon' pay the toll. It's like the Greek myth, some had to pay with souls. It feels cold when I drop the rolls. Told them that this life is full of number ebbs and flows. Y'all still going through the highs and lows. I separate myself from you average shows. This is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
You already.
It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
I took this far work to newer heights. They need to lock me up the way I've been killing these mics. If you want a bigger stage, you get the brighter lights. Get the sale numbers, we doing private flights. Yo, y'all trying to get a slice of life. This is not a gamble, we ain't scrambling to roll the dice. Pop the champagne, it's cold off the ice. Cats know the worth, yo, you gotta pay the price. Cause it's frauds out here,
still moving dice. Claiming real all day, but they not the type. And they ain't seeing the vision, get them out my sight. Y'all ain't hear me right, listen, I'm prepared to fight. This is that KO2 tape, you heard it right. Aguilar to Dawn, yo, make sure you word it right. Legendary moves, something further like. Hit you with a sample, something like a prototype. Yeah, this is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that joint right there from my dude, Aguilar Don Bishop, not for Grammy consideration. Off that KO2 tape, it is out right now. It finally dropped because you know we've been blazing a lot of the hot singles in advance of that release. Big shout out to Aguilar again for keeping me, you know, lit with all the joints, all the exclusives that I could bring to y'all. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now, today is a special day. All right, I forget. Today's a special day. How could I forget? All right, big shout out to everybody that's enjoying the festivities today on 420. All right, all my folks that enjoy the greenery. All right, that the ism. All right, this is life, you know what I'm saying? All right, so if you got yours, whatever way that you choose to consume it, because they got a lot of different ways to consume it these days, besides just, twisting up, all right? So we're going to get into that classic. You know I got to do it. You know I got to do it. Everybody, spark your L's right now. Let's go.
Yeah, I know you're digging this type of shit right here. We about to spark it on the mic. Yeah. In my pocket, yo, with my knot, it follows me into the spot, compelling. Go check the dread, and yes, these are selling. Up and out the gate, I'm a potential felon. Ism is spelling, like I ain't even telling. Channel 1-2, I'm smashing the law. Channel 3, I make a run to the store. Channel 4, leave the store with the Philly, plus I spark the ism, I'm off the channel live.
Wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herb, which loosens up the nouns, metaphors, and verbs. And adjectives, they the magic kid when I'm kicking. Multi-flavor bags and sets for the picking. So listen to the ism as it talks non-stop. Hawaiian when I'm rhyming, but so is the chocolate tie. Now the high starts to settle. Kicking fat lyrics that rock like heavy metal.
I'm coming out in arms with the flip I send. See, when I speak, big up Matt, L-O and Malik. Like John Lennon, yes, I'm IDMing. I start grinning, then syllables start bending. My style is untangible, like a wild animal. Check the label, add the gold round, it's all capital. That's what I'm smacking you with, cause it's easy. Like Lionel Richie, your whole style is bitchy. Switch me, mix me, somebody get me. Don't let me rip out my clothes like Bill Bixby. Ripping a microphone till I'm motherfucking 60. Smoking an indoor by the window, it's sticky.
Spark the ism, my expertism is lyricism. My flow will take you over like I was hypnotism. So with the lighter, to the cypher, and skills that I'm bringing. Hyper than the little kid on ginseng. Roots and culture, my intellect will insult ya. Finish off your dead mind like a vulture. I gotta get mine, get it quick. Cause there's all these weak rap, steady making hits, fuck that. But 94, I bring the skills back. So listen, now I'm doing what I wanna do with sparking madness.
Counterfeit, his shit is counterfeit, cause he's motherfucking phony. Come
gets later. I'm reading like wearing a sweater at the equator. I'm heated, but a flipper style like a flipper channel. Step up and test the skill. You can get my test to kill. Cause hip-hop's been running through my veins ever since. So it wasn't hard for me to grab the mic and represent. Representing, tormenting MCs, cranium. So they can't flow. Why? Cause I'm draining them. Don't mean to be blunt, but don't front. I'm doing it for the love, so now I'm doing what I want to do with my channel live crew. So just listen, this and whack MCs and sparking up madness.
Channel Live and KRS and Hakeem Green, which was one of the gentlemen in Channel Live alongside Sadat X on that second joint that you just heard. All right. Dirty Basement Radio, we're in the building right now. Got some things that we're going to get into. Let me get Mr. Raw back connected again. All right. Now, like I was saying before, Mr. Royce, like everybody is choosing this lyrical violence, man. Even this stuff going on that I didn't even realize was going on is going on. All right, I don't even know if you realize the stuff that's going on is going on. Did you know, all right, because, like, you know what I'm saying, when I got up today and I went to my email, big shout out to the good folks over at Innovator. Big shout out to the good folks over at FRP. All right, all the folks that keep me lit with all the newness, all right, I appreciate it. Believe me, I do. But I got up today and I went to my email, man, and everything was just going crazy. All right, did you know that your boy Quavo, formerly of the Migos, is beefing with Chris Brown? Did you know that was going on? Mr. Raw?
I'm just talking to you. I had it on mute. My bad. But I didn't know. I heard a verse today on Instagram from one of the Migos, and I didn't know it was Chris Brown he was talking to, but he was going in, and I was like, wow, you know, it was surprised because of the lyrical pattern and style that he was sounding wasn't what I was familiar with when it came to him. So I was like, maybe I'm not seeing right, or maybe I'm not hearing it right. And I didn't really notice it was going towards Chris Brown, but I heard a verse today that I saw on Instagram as I was scrolling,
yep,
looking for some things to talk about today. And then
it
was going
verse? Now, was it a
it
verse,
was a
or was it a – okay, so it was just verse, or was it like a whole song? Okay, so it wasn't a whole song.
It was a video – clippet of a verse being said from him, and I was just like surprised. I was surprised the way, I mean, but hey, to each his own, man. There was one year that Chris Brown had the best freestyle that I heard that was on Flex. One year Chris Brown came and shut it down, and then he had a couple of times I saw him on Sway. So let it be. I bet you Chris might come at him. There's a lot of people that, like I said, a lot of people that rap. You know, everybody hates Chris. You ever heard him? He's nice too, you know. And then, of course, the crazy Orlando Brown. Forget about the fact that he's bargaining, he's crazy. He's nice, though. I heard a song from him, and I was just like, wow. So, you know, let it be. I just want to hear it.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not sure if, if we're talking about the same thing, but there was a couple of things that was sent to me today, all right, yesterday or whenever, the case may be. But it was a couple of things, and the Quavo joint that's supposed to be going at Chris Brown a bit, now you said it wasn't the style that you were accustomed to hearing them, so it may be something else that's floating around. It may be something else that's floating around, because the joint that I have, it was to me it seemed like what would be considered to be, his sound, and I listened to it a bit, and I really couldn't, decipher, too much of it, totally. And I really didn't decipher too much that seemed to be related to Chris Brown. All right, but let me see if I can find this song right quick, and then we're going to play it, and then you can see if this is the same song that you heard earlier today, or when it was that you heard it. Now, where'd it go? All right, where'd it go? Where you at, Quavo? I want to get this, see if this is the same joint that Mr. Raw is. Okay, here we go. All right, now this is supposed to be the Chris Brown disc. The joint is called Tender. All right, if that's the same joint, I don't know if you caught the name of it, but let me know if this is the joint that you heard, and then we'll come back and talk about it on the other side. All right, this is Quavo. The joint is called Tender. It's supposed to be a Chris Brown disc. Y'all let me know.
Silence of stones, carries bulls. You did a bitch wrong and now the bitch gone. She posed with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught a bitch phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
It must be the drugs.
It must be the drugs.
Need to cross out your plug. Yeah, yeah. Kicking that thick little shit, she bad. She like to get hugged.
Like to get hugged.
Told her she can post that shit on the fan, but never in pub.
Never in pub. No.
Done fucked around, made her a member just because.
Just because.
Tell me your favorite rapper, tend about
these girls.
Shoot out the party.
Don't shoot.
Yo, love, ho, she gnarly.
Rockstar.
Yo, love, bitch, she wanted.
Yeah.
She want an AP over a Cardi.
Cardi.
Pussy, dripping like water.
Splash.
Pussy, gon' cause violence.
Violence.
Rich, nigga gon' spoil him.
You tender, niggas a problem. Sniper sitting on the roof. Ain't span, nothing I'ma shoot. She know I ain't running out of loot. Brain one multiplied by two.
Let's roll.
I can steak, eating wagyu. Niggas fake, yeah, the fast food.
Fake.
I'm high and I'm flying to you.
High.
When I come outside, they do. Solid tell stones, carrots, bugs. You did a bitch wrong and now the bitch gone. She posed with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught a bitch phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
It must be the drugs.
Must be the drugs.
Need to cross out your plug. Yeah, yeah. David Blaine, go to Magic with my gang.
David Blaine.
See Rick James, diamond white looking like cocaine.
Here's Rick James.
When I fuck on that little bitty bitch, yeah, she do great.
Suck it.
When you fuck on that little bitty hoe, yeah, she lose weight.
Trust me.
She used to be out on the boat on the paddle, now she on the yacht.
Yeah.
Trainer going to time to battle, yeah, we on the block.
Block.
Wiping your nose with attention, not wiping on snot.
Snot.
Tell me, little bro, what's your issue? It's over a thot. You said it is bigger than that.
It's big.
But no, that it's not.
No, that it's not.
It's cause I be digging in that.
It is.
It got them hot.
They got them hot.
I'm giving respect.
Jeez.
But I know you're not.
I know you're not.
Your bitch on my neck.
Yeah, bitch.
Your bitch at the spot.
Spot.
Yo. Solid sell stones, carrots, bugs.
Solid sell stones.
You did a bitch wrong and now the bitch gone. She posed with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught a bitch phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
It must be the drugs.
Must be the drugs.
Need to cross out the plug, yeah, yeah.
Hickin' that thick little shit, she bad. She like to get a hug.
Like to get a hug.
Told her she can post that shit on the fan, but never in pub.
Never in pub, no.
Done fucked around, made her a member just because.
Just because.
Having your favorite rapper tender about these girls.
These girls.
All right, well, there you have it. That's your boy Quavo on that joint. That joint was called Tender. Now, is that the same joint you heard, Mr. Raw, or something different?
Yeah, it was something different. I'm trying to see if I find it right now. That wasn't it, so maybe it wasn't Quavo. But this dude looked exactly like one of the Migos, and he was spitting. So I'm looking for it as we speak throughout this time. And if I find it, I'll let you know. But that wasn't him.
All right. All right, well, that's a joint. And I did hear some things in there, giving it another listen that could be, you know, alluded to, you know, saying some of what he could be talking about. Now, when I got up today, all right, probably one of the most violent records that I heard, you know, today, all right, that hit the inbox most recently, all right, and you just mentioned his name too. All right, now we all know that he can rhyme. All right, we're talking about Chris Brown. We all know that he can rhyme, and he's kind of nice with it. All right, he's kind of nice with it. And, you know, he chose to get kind of violent. All right, he did choose to get kind of violent. And so we're going to get into this joint right now, Mr. Raw. All right, this is the Chris Brown response to the Quavo joint. Yeah, I got that too. How you like that? All right, this joint is called The Weakest Link. All right, he going at Quavo. And all I got to tell you is, hold on tight.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Hey, Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, please, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants... Okay, let's get down to the facts, pussy, I'm drippin' red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique, let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex, ho, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch, I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit, don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick, there's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gon' speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a techie player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put Amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch and your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You Fuck yeah, I ain't wanna fuck the money up, boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that, why you keep showing off? Quit talk about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back, I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, that's some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed, night night, that's to the fed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch, time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Oh shit!
You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga. Big fuck you from my middle finger, I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table, my mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singer, nigga. Bitch.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what you call choosing violence. He said, you know what? Yeah, really? I think maybe he got inspired by Kendrick. He said, you know, I'm going to snap on this nigga right quick. All right, what do you think about that, Mr. Roy?
That's the song I was talking about. but the way they had it on Instagram, they had picture of Quavo, and I thought it was Quavo that was saying it. Remember I said it didn't sound like his rhyming style at all? And he was snapping.
Well, apparently they put Quavo's picture up there because that's who
right.
the song is talking about.
Right.
That's Chris Brown.
That's why. Yeah, but that I heard that today, and I was like, whoa, whoa. I was like,
yeah,
I had your chick while he was still with us. He said a few things.
Though, Mr. Roy, you should have known that Quavo, you ain't never heard Quavo rhyme nothing like that on no song that he ever did. So, I mean, that would have been some, you know, he got possessed by, like, the spirit of Kool G Rap or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you notice, the first thing I said was, when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute, is that Quavo saying that? And I was like, damn. So, you know, that's why I was totally shocked. If it was Quavo, I said, that's not his style. But now that you put me on the right way, I know that's Chris Brown. I've heard Chris Brown snap like that before.
Yeah, so that was real crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got that full song. You know, when I got up this morning, I saw it in my inbox. So I said, all right, let me check this out. And I'm up, you know, at the crack of dawn this morning, and I'm playing the song on my phone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? That joint was crazy. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the whole backstory is, but it's definitely some, you know, entertaining, something to listen to, something to check out, some more of the stuff that's going on. And, you know, it continues, you know, because, like I said, you know, from the beginning of the year with your boy Cat Williams and him going on the Shannon Sharp show, you know, and just flipping on everybody. Like, everybody's just, you know, so you know what? I got some shit I got to say. I feel like venting. I got some unresolved trauma that I need to express. So I'm going to vent my spleen right now, and I'm going to let all y'all know how I feel about so-and-so and such. All right? But it goes even further, you know what I'm saying? It goes even further. So we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to continue the conversation because, you know, just like my man Cortez says.
We're not done.
That's not Cortez. All right, but either way, it still continues.
I was about to say, that's like KRS.
That's KRS. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I don't know. Maybe I got an AI situation that's going on here. Because we got to talk about that too. We got an AI situation that's going on in music right now. And that was the second thing that had me bugging out this morning. So let me try this again.
There's some shit we gotta speak about.
Ah, there we go.
There's some shit we gotta speak about.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute because AI is rearing its head, and it was real crazy this morning, Mr. Raw, but we're going to get into that in a second. But not to be outdone, all right, battle rappers, you know, the battle rappers, of course, they beefing. You know, they got to have, you know, some situation going on. And who's your boy? Easy the Block Captain. He's back in it. You know, he keep his head, he keep his name involved in shit. And your boy Hitman Holler. Now they had a battle.
Ooh.
All right, I don't know if you. Now I don't know if you saw the battle that they had.
I heard his freestyle. I heard his freestyle yesterday too. Serious.
Who is
serious song?
The Easy.
No, Hitman.
Okay.
Hitman.
All right. All right. We're going to get into both those joints. We're going to get in the Hitman joint first, and then we're going to get in the, you know, Easy's reply to that joint. But, yeah, you know, Hitman was definitely doing his thing. Now, they had a battle. I don't know if you saw the battle, like, a while back. I actually went back and I was checking out, you know, some of the battle, again today. It's actually on YouTube, so you can catch it on YouTube, you know, if you get a minute, if you haven't seen it already. But, you know, I was kind of still on the fence about, you know, because Hitman is Hitman, and he's definitely going to have his punchlines, and, you know, he know how to rock that crowd, and the crowd was responding to some of his lines and shit like that. I believe at one point the crowd did boo him, though, so at one point he did get booed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that'll definitely take some points away.
Yeah, I think I've seen it, too, and because when I seen the song yesterday, he did like a slight video for it, referring to things that was talking about. But this time around, you know, I've been on the fence about Hitman. I just thought sometimes he was overzealous, and you know, but he does, you know, he does come through and he shines on Wildin' Out also. You know, him and Conceited. And, you know, I was on the fence about Hitman at certain times. You know, when he battled on Cassidy, it was a good one. But, you know, I've never been always, like, a Hitman person. But if I had to choose between him and Easy, I kind of swayed to more Hitman more than Easy, to be truthful.
Okay. All right. Well, I can see that. I can see that either way. You know what I'm saying? Because Hitman does have, you know, the personality, the charisma, the stage presence. You know, he's not a lyricist by any means, but he does put his shit together and, you know, presents it well. And, you know, he does have his punchline, you know, and the crowd does, you know, gravitate to him. And, you know, he gets his support, you know what I mean? But at the same time, sometimes his, you know, his lyrics is kind of, you know, sometimes he's going to have his dry spots and, you know, he's going to try to push it over, but it's not going to fly. But let's get into these joints right now, all right, and we can make a better decision on the other side of it. I'm going to play the Hitman joint first that you're already familiar with, Mr. Raw, and then we're going to, right behind it, we're going to play the Easy the Block Captain response. All right, Hitman Holler up first. This joint is called Ego. Let's check this out.
So ahead of battle rappers, they can't even tie my shoes. Plus, I'm responsible for most they highest views. To the point I hear him say, I think he buys views. Bunch of dick riders, there's too many biased views. We don't follow orders, don't apply us to the rules. Bunch of red rags, no outsiders, just the rules. Never worry about when we collide with other crews. Playing both sides, they could choose. Man, your ego got way too big, let me get through to you. Heard what Pat did, imagine what I'd do to you. Doing bad biz, that's why that one league suing you. Get you third round with a body, we still viewing you. You know that one saying, you froggy with nigga leap. And bags and bodies ready, your roster is all sheep. I got enough paper to really buy y'all street. Cause you know if the house in the trenches, they all cheap. Been all bad since we battled, man, call me. And now I get you right back viral, small fee. I'm really big dog, just swine at y'all, please. You forgot? Just look at the numbers on y'all league. I heard you say you was the reason 225. That the line down the block, my nigga. Remy don't believe that either. I know why, cause the venue she booked you next to, that's a lie. Y'all gassed everything he said to me, all hype. Y'all let the nigga talk about sentiment all night. The world know how I treat my queen while y'all Ike. And come to find out you was stalking a nigga white. He got hot, I told niggas book it, got right on him. His secret was safe in the dark, I put the light on him. Backstage, Pat walked up, put the right on him.
chiller get touched. Cold case, chilling them up. Yeah, now late bitch niggas who violate. I don't wanna hear no tough shit from you, retaliate. That was me, I don't care where we at. Well, I'll spray broad day, I'll raise in the sun, so now I lay. Your little handicap win was cool, but I ain't phased. Man, they booed me before I got to the stage. Ready for war, had to lace up the mic. So glad he volunteered, I'm still mad about the mic. You owe Remy half of this, nigga, drop and give a 50. I don't know where you from, but just shop it with the Philly. But I'm really starting to see why they don't rock with you in Philly. Cause every time I look up, you won't stop from looking silly. Put my money right in my hand, I'm Ray Charles. Hit you with 762s from ARs. I'm worried about anything, it ain't sure. If I gave you your first million views, you can't talk. That nigga serious, was all in his faces like he gon' rumble. Then he got them back-to-back L's and now he humble. Swamp and chest, this both and not a mumble. But what they do, they next battle, they both fumble. Man, I seen enough. This nigga scared of me, so stop bringing him up. A whole nother beast, that's what I'm bringing to lust. They like Hollywood murder mook, hopefully clean enough. These niggas just wanna be me. Miss Hustle just wanna tease me. You other niggas is cheesy. I'm shooting at everything associated with ease.
Radio, that new in the Holland joint, all right, that joint called Ego. All right, we're going to keep it blazing right now. We're going to keep it going with the response. All right, Easy the Block Captain on this joint on deck right now. This is called High Cinnamon. This is supposed to be his response to Hitman, but apparently he's also going at Cassidy and ARP. If you know who ARP is, he owns the other Battle League and whatnot, the RBE Battle League. All right, big shout out to Black Caesar. I see you in the building. We're going to come to you in just a hot second. Hold on tight.
Uh-huh. Why y'all just don't leave me alone, man? Y'all already know, man. It's smoke for all y'all niggas, man. Philly shit, man. We here.
I don't like none of y'all. This shit so fucking fake. I don't like none of y'all make money off y'all hate. I don't like none of y'all, man. None of y'all safe, but since niggas need attention, man, I'm sorry for the wait. Yo, I don't like none of y'all. No war with a nigga that you 30, then you won. I'm the algorithm, homie. Move the numbers with my thumb. Some niggas you ain't battle. You should go talk to them. Hit him with a Glock 19. He like his bitches young. I sent him in. I got a spot. Open up a ligament. You here again? Cause your nigga don't know how to end this shit. I'm really him. Did you get that ring yet? I bring it back. Memories. Red Bull. Hold on to this energy. He's talking about me getting stuck and I'm like, why? When they rain up in your crib and I think they still alive. I ain't hear that they died, but I heard this nigga told, but let me push this to the side. I'm like, damn, not this guy.
Hitman, let me holler at you, checkmate. Basketball star, you a step late. The Chrome anniversary, your death date. Handshot to everybody in your camp. We save everything but
they. I'm so tired cause they hate him and our battle can't erase it. Since he did good with ill will, that became his favorite. I'm amazing. And your thoroughness is kinda tainted. And I bet he bring up Remy. That's the reason why they hating, why they hating.
He about to talk numbers. I can't compare. I'm number two on that list and we talking couple years. I'm a monster, must beware. I got some shit up in my holster. Them stuff that A-Bird was that the letter to the coach. Did I lie, nigga? Don't be surprised, nigga. No, he ain't say nothing to me. I got eyes, nigga. If you don't agree with Hitman, he start to cry, nigga. I gotta revisit the graveyard because he gone, nigga. This nigga high, well, he must be. Is he high? He a custody. Come here, little dusty, cause this shit about to get ugly. I don't like none of y'all niggas, man. I wish y'all wouldn't touch me. This nigga heard a rumor, then he took a bullet from me. And I'm trying to get this money. Easily clipped about a month away. 12 months later, and you still got too much to say. Bang the body views. Oh, my God, you get Sunday. Uh-huh. Check the numbers. More trenches battles got 100K. Ask yourself who is right now in his uno. The numbers got him twisted. It's a Duco. You know he got accolades. You know where accolades at, engraved on your tombstone. Let's get it.
Tell your man ARP this is balance. Let the rappers be rappers, please just book the talent. How you 10 years in and you still ain't make no talent? Everybody came from somewhere else, bro, your wallet. He ain't put $1 in my pocket, bro, his wallet. Yo, he asked me some questions, I responded being solid. So killing the Hitman is responding to some violence. If you retire, if not, this shit is mollus. Yo, Cassidy, I heard them few bars, you better stop. How much more do I take and let it rock?
shot. Don't they reason the shot? I thought we was family, guess not. And yo, Billy, I am shot. Well, let's tell the world this whole plot. Walker hit me, said cast, man, I said I was the energy. So big in myself up, created an enemy. You won the battle, cool. Easy is verse misery. Put down your battle price or quickly be a memory. What happened with that battle with Free? That shit fell. Them niggas fucking paid you to sit. You are for sale. Wasn't Remy wearing free cash shirts while you was in jail? Had the nerve to disrespect her too. This was an L. Yo, this hating shit pitiful, homie. That's not a diss. Every time I mention Battle Academy, y'all get lit with them trash as a bitch. Man, I never seen a grown man worry while I wear a grown man put his dick. No Diddy, y'all is suspect. This and me, y'all up next. This is just a subject of Rico, not me though. I surrender to my ego. The Mexican showed me the way like Carlito. Ah. Hey yo man, listen man, don't make me come outside man. I got right for battles and shit. I got smoke y'all niggas, y'all already know man. Wherever I be at, if it's a studio near me, wherever I'm at, and y'all niggas is talking shit, I'm gonna smoke y'all niggas, bro. I'm from Philly man, the land of the fucking spitters man. We do bars all day, every day man. Y'all niggas is crazy. Y'all gotta have motivation to rap. Nigga, I don't gotta have motivation to rap. This is my fucking life. Niggas got a city, man. The trenches, we in the building. Miami, nigga, M3S3, man. Fred in the building, man. I want y'all to know where I did this at. Nigga, I ain't home. What y'all niggas thought I was home?
Dirty, 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 dirty.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio. That's your boy, Easy the Block Captain. Going at a few different people, not just Hitman Holler on that joint. So, Mr. Raw, now that you heard his response, was it enough? Did he do a good job on that or what?
Not really. You know, he didn't impress me. And I think it's because he thinks he's what he is and he doesn't come across as being as that nice to me. Like, you know, he really wanted to be that cat. And I watched Tay-Rock emerge and get better and start really owning his ground and standing behind his word. I watched Geechee do the same thing. You know, there's people that you watch do it. You know, I watched DNA do it. I watched Arsenal do it. So for Easy the Block Captain to come in and think he could just stand amongst those guys that I just named, he just didn't do it for me. Like, I watched Hollow do it. I watched Conceited do it. Easy came kind of out of the blue and think he can stand toe-to-toe with these guys, and I don't think he can to me.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not really disagreeing with you. I think a lot of times some of these guys, and I think he qualifies for this statement I'm getting ready to say, I think he's more attitude, I guess, more, you know, attitude
right.
and vibe and whatever than bars. You know what I'm saying? The bars, the rhymes themselves are okay. You know what I'm saying? But he tries to use, like, the attitude and the energy and, you know, that all, like to push it over. You know what I'm saying? That's what I really think it is.
The attitude is his it factor.
Right.
That's what he said. He's not better than Cortez to me.
No, definitely not. I don't think so either. I definitely wouldn't say he's better than Cortez. Cortez definitely has a better flow, rhyme play, better punchlines. Definitely.
Not your boy either. Jay-Z, he ain't better than Jay-Z to me.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, your dude, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z. Okay, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Jay-Z. Jay-Z is bananas. Come on, cut it out. Jay-Z is bananas.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I mean. You know, JC is like somebody that's a little bit under the radar. And for the people that watch Easy the Block Captain battle in the last few years, I think Jay should have had that opportunity more. And Jay give a better...
Jay give a better
show.
Yeah, hold on a second. I think JC actually... won a tournament. You know what I'm saying? I think he did go home with like $100,000 or something like that. So, you know, he, you know, he did all that. JC?
Yes. Yes,
you know,
he deserved it.
You know, they had, you know, at one point they were having tournaments at different levels, 25,000, 50,000. Geechee and Rum Nitty battled for 150,000. And they just split it, since they both boys. They just split it, so it was kind of like a, you know, like the fix was already in, so to speak. All right, but let me bring in Black Caesar right now. Black Caesar, what's the word?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, look, you know something? This is what's up. Black Caesar is back. I'm back, coming through with, like, some heavy-duty stuff. Didn't you say something before, like, this was the year? Didn't you say that a short time ago?
Like the year four.
The year for Dirty Basement and the Dirty Basement TV to starting off and exploding.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely getting that together. Some of y'all may have seen the promo commercial. A little bit, you know, we started to float that out a bit. You're going to start seeing that more and more across your social platforms and on some other forms of media. Yeah, so what's up? So
all
you got
right.
some ideas?
Well,
you got
well
some
here
news.
It goes.
What you got?
I've got some breaking news for you. You know, it's been about 4 or 5 years and whatnot in the making. All I could ask you is this. What kind of presence does Mr. Raw have on the screen? Mr. Raw got any TV presence, screen presence?
Well, he can answer that question himself.
Yeah.
Call me
That's
Santa.
That's why I'm asking.
Call me
Say what?
Santa.
Call me. You Santa?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because
All
I
right.
because I bring the presence. Get it?
Yeah, I got you. Because I got some stuff coming down the line that I'm going to have to chop it up with you, Sincere, behind the scenes. I got some big-time stuff that I want to talk about with you involving your Dirty Basement TV show. I might have a platform that I'm working with as a network engineer. So I'm just letting you know, Mr. Raw is Santa, and we got something going there.
All right. Well, that's what it is. I definitely appreciate that. You know, different situations, opportunities. We'll definitely chop it up behind the scenes. And if I could be a part of the situation, I'd definitely be down for that. We're just getting it started for folks that may be interested. Dirty Basement Radio is expanding its reach. We're developing another platform, iDirt TV, iDirty Basement TV. All right. It's coming to the airwaves soon. We're booking guests now, all right, so if you're interested in coming in live to the studio, you've been able to call in for a number of years. We have some fantastic guests, and now if you want to pop into our live facility, then you're able to do so. So you can definitely hit me up, and we can definitely book you in for that. We're also planning on, for people who aren't able to come into the studio live, you'll still be able to connect with us via a Zoom or another such platform. We'll be able to get you on that screen, and we'll chop it up with you like that virtually. All right, technology allows that nowadays, so we might as well take advantage of it, right? I got the guru right here. So any kind of technical difficulties I have with those kind of internet or connections that got to go through the ether, he can definitely figure it out for me. So, you know, I got the guru on deck, right?
Right, and that's where it comes in. I'm looking to take what you're talking about and drop it on a big network, which is going to throw some serious exposure for people dropping through or coming online with your Zoom and whatnot. We're talking some serious exposure coming out with the platform. So I'm looking to hook this into something else with what you're doing that would really be a smoker and give people a lot of visibility, basically worldwide.
Okay. All right, we're definitely going to talk about that a little bit more, all right, and see if we could definitely get that together in 2024. All right, a lot of stuff. My man Jazzo was in the building yesterday. He was dropping some bombs about, you know, what's going to be going on with him and in Philly and some of the things that he's putting together. We was over here laughing. We might have to bring you out of retirement, Black Caesar. We might have to bring you out of retirement. Might have to take you on a road trip. All right, he wants to put together the Dirty Basement Social Club, all right, a.k.a. the Boom Boom Room. So you might have to come out of retirement, man. You might have to come out of retirement, man. I'm going to bring my man Big Maka. I'm going to put him at the door. He's going to be security, make sure everybody don't be acting up. It's going to be crazy. It's about to be crazy.
Yeah,
don't
get
caught
up in that. I'm out of retirement now.
Still hold the camera. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. I'm quite sure something's going to be going on. Might involve a camera. It might not. All right, but yeah, whatever. Okay, we see.
Right, just as long as no Diddy. Just as long as no Diddy.
No Diddy. All right, no Diddy. All right, we're going to keep it. All right, mad. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it the way it's supposed to be kept. All right, we ain't going to be crazy. All right. So a big shout out to everybody that's working on different kind of projects and stuff as we move forward during this year in 2024, man. A lot of stuff is going to be going on, man. So hold on tight. Make sure you're following us on the social media so you can stay in tune with all of that. All right, but let's get back to this music right now. A couple more things. All right, in this whole vein of what's going on, everybody want to talk about everybody and this, that, and the other thing. Now, last week's show, we were talking about, the whole Kendrick Lamar thing, and we played one of Drake's joints, and yesterday we played the Rick Ross joint. Well, Drake decided he had some more stuff to say, Mr. Ross. All right, now this is where it gets crazy. All right, he decided he had some more stuff he had to say, but it gets crazy. All right, it gets crazy. This is where I was talking about. I mentioned earlier that we have an AI situation in music right now. All right, we have an AI situation in music right now in mainstream music. What's going on right now? We have an AI situation. Now, this is the other crazy record that I heard. Excuse me, this morning. Now, the Chris Brown record, that had me going, whoo. But this record right here really had me raising my eyebrows, all right? Not because of what Drake said, all right? But I'm not even going to tell you. I'm just going to play the record, all right? But along with Drake, there's two voices. All right, that are featured on this song along with Drake. All right, this is called Tailor Made. All right, check this joint out, then we're going to talk about this one. Yeah, my man Cortez, woo, some things we got to speak about. All right, we'll be right back.
Illuminati, does rise again. You can see it in my eyes again. We need ya, the West Coast savior. Engraving your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. For this Canadian light-skinned doc, we need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him liking young girls, that's a kid for me. Heard it on the Budden podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of my belly is alive, and the nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole fucking game. It was me and Snoop Dogg, had my fucking shirt off in the House of Blues. Can't you gotta fuck this nigga, girl, he gotta get abused. All that shit about burning tattoos, he is not amused. That jail talk for real thugs, you gotta be you. Gotta leave this motherfucker broken and bruised before we really lose. You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused. Now you about to get this shit another week and fall back to homegirl for running numbers up. I would've refused. For these industry relationships, she not in your shoes. You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us it's not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
Nephew, what the fuck you really got to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right?
I know you never been to jail or with jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody. Never did nothing violent and no one, it's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this fucking aisle who's boss on the west. Now's the time to really make a power move. Cause right now it's looking like you writing out the game plan on how to lose. How to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room. World is watching this chess game, but are you out of moves? Doubt you know the DOG never fucking doubted you. But right now it seem like you posted up without a clue of what the fuck you about to do.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the land gang and let my fucking bowel move. Shitting on you niggas from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor made your schedule with Ant, you out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets, I'm not in the mood. I love it when you niggas talk loose like I'm not in the room. Since like that, your tone changed a little. You not as enthused. How are you not in the booth? It feel like you kinda removed. You tryna let this shit die down. Nah, nah, nah. Not this time, nigga. You following through. I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved. Y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. On the loose. Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now. You know, I moved my album when she dropped. I said that already. You know, she about to mini one, do a milli rock on your head top. She got the whole PG Lang on mute like that Beyonce challenge. Y'all boys quiet for the weekend, like. Die, I know you in that NY apartment. You struggling right now. I know it. In a notepad doing lyrical gymnastics, my boy. You better have a motherfucking quintuple entendre on that shit. Some shit I don't even understand, like. This shit better be crazy. We waiting on you. Yo.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio, that's that new Drake right there. All right, he's back at it, still talking about Kendrick and some things. All right, mentioned Taylor Swift in that joint. That joint is called Taylor Made, but it's not him. All right, that's really the story on this track. But I got Miss Remedy Cold Sweat, my sexy co-host. All right, no offense, Mr. Raw, but my sexy co-host. What's up, girl?
Hey.
How you feeling?
I'm good. How y'all?
What's up?
Happy
420. Yeah. Happy 420. Yeah, that's right. Happy 420. All right, happy 420. Absolutely, absolutely.
Sharing the love. Blowing the love.
All right, definitely good to have you back in the building. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We just played this joint right there, that Drake, you know. A lot of stuff is going on with the Drake and the Kendrick Lamar and all kind of stuff is going on. I don't know if you've been keeping up with all the, you know, diss records and such that's been going back and forth. All right, big shout out to my dude, Boss Hogg. I see he just tapped in right quick. All right, but I don't know if you've been keeping up with all the diss records that's been going back and forth, but that's one of them. But that one right there is really crazy because, you know, as you all heard, or maybe you didn't hear because you came in maybe a little bit after the fact, but, you know, that song features an A.I. Tupac. All right, it features an A.I. Tupac, because, you know, that's not Tupac on the joint, right? All right, and it might even feature an A.I. Snoop. All right, what did you think about that, Mr. Raw?
First of all, you, what up, Remedy Cold Sweat, Boss Hogg, what's up going on? Yo, that was not Tupac, and it wasn't Snoop. But it was Drake, and that was crazy. Remember when I first told you how, you know, I heard that Timbaland did a song with Biggie? I heard it first. I heard when he first released it, and he let it be heard. And then they were even trying to say, was that Rick Ross? Or was that Rick Ross or AI? They was questioning that when they were talking about it. But that it definitely is not a Tupac, but it was close. It was close and it was similar, but you could even hear that it was a little bit of a off cadence with Snoop also. It wasn't really a full Snoop, but, you know, if you're not paying that deep attention, it can blow past you and you can get caught. Yeah. You're like, what? How the hell Tupac can even talk about Drake? Drake wasn't out when Tupac was here, you know? So it's like, wow. And then now it makes you sketchy about all three. Who wrote what? Who did what? You know?
AI is scary. That's what I'm saying. It's going to take away from a lot. When people just start I wish somebody could do an album again. They could do it.
We were talking about this like a year, 2 years ago. I was warning y'all about AI, and I was telling y'all what was coming. See, I be telling y'all the future all the time. Y'all just don't listen to me.
All right, Quartrain.
I tell y'all the future all the time. Y'all just don't listen to me. And I told y'all that this was coming, and it's going to happen more and more to artists that are actually signed right now, because that's going to be part of a lot of people's future contracts. If you think they're signing away all kind of rights now and rights, you know, because a lot of times those contracts, you end up losing the rights to your image and your likeness. You end up losing the rights to your name. That's why you find these artists that will, you know, periodically change their names, like Kanye, because, you know, contractually they can't use, you know, like who?
I said like Diddy.
I think Diddy had other reasons for, you know,
do a lot of name changes.
Yeah, but I think Diddy might have had some other reasons, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, now let me bring my man Big Maka on, because last week, right? You remember what I said about AI and Maka's song last week, right, y'all? You remember I said that last week? I keep telling y'all, I tell y'all the future all the time. I said that last week, Maka? Don't make me AI your song. You see the possibilities, right? Right. I can have them sounding just like you and sounding clean.
It might be able to sound like me, but it wouldn't be me, though. It wouldn't be me. I wouldn't even worry about it. That's like a robot being me. Nah, it couldn't be me. It's things that's going to be missing. Yeah. It's going to be cold. It's going to be probably more cleaning and more calculating or some robotic product zone shit. So it wouldn't be me. It'd be like me. It'd be like me, like you're saying. Like, that wouldn't be Tupac, but it'd be like Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Say it was you. I said I would AI you. So it would be the AI you. All right? It would be the AI you. All right? Make a record called AI you. But it would be the AI version of you. So this might be your last opportunity to come on and go to the studio with me, and let's get this music done. Don't make me do it by myself. Alright, make me do it by myself. You see, the technology is right. Mr. Roy told you last week. You said, yo, Sincere got some progress. Right, so I tell y'all, man, it's here, and it's here in a big way, and maybe even in an ugly way. All right, man. All right, let me go back to these telephone lines real quick. All right, Black Caesar, what did you think about that, man? We got the AI Tupac, all right, on a mainstream record. We got the AI Snoop Dogg on a mainstream record along with Drake. All right, I don't know if that's available. You know, for stream, it's probably available for streaming. You know what I'm saying? It's on the DJ platforms. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, I got the record. So I would imagine it's available for streaming and such. So what's your thoughts on that? What do you think about AI Tupac?
Yeah, so what you're saying here is you're making it kind of complicated, because now what's happening with Snoop Dogg and Tupac's royalties? Who's getting Tupac's royalties? Is the family getting royalties? Is nobody getting royalties? That's an AI of his voice, so the person who did the AI is getting a cut? You know, how are we doing this with the creator? You know, who's making the money?
That's why it gets kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, unless
whoever manufactured
now,
it. Whoever manufactured
now,
it makes the money because they created it.
I mean, unless, of course, you know, in this situation, maybe Tupac's estate signed off on it. I don't know. Maybe if his estate signs, okay, I will allow you to. Huh?
Yeah, I'm saying hold it a minute. Now, you running, Mr. Raw running. What happened to my NIL deal? You're using my name, my image, and my likeness, and I'm not getting paid? Mr. Raw is saying, but I created it? Where you going with my money? That's my name, my image, and my likeness. I got to get some of this, Raw. Come on.
Well, it depends. Like I was saying earlier.
It's no doubt.
But like I was saying earlier, gentlemen, it kind of depends at that point who owns it. Because the artist might not even own their own likeness and image at that point. You got to keep that in mind. You know what I mean? They may have signed that away in the contract at some point.
And during the contract,
so you're
gonna
tell me,
people are so hungry for money that they're not even reading the fine print, and they don't care. You got to remember, the whole thing behind getting the record deal was the hype. You know, it was the hype behind, oh, my God, I got signed. That was, like, the biggest word in anybody's career. You know I got signed. And then it's like, how much did you get as a bonus? So you ain't reading no fine print. The fine print could be in bold letters. You wouldn't even care. It'd be saying, and also we can take your likeness and your image and your sound in case anything happens to you. We own it.
You might
do
be unaware. Now, Mr. Roy, you might be unaware, but that's a standard part of contracts, yo. That's standard. Because at a certain point, all right, at least for a period of the time, now you can sign it away for good. But when you sign that contract, you are signing, you are allowing the label, all right, to use your image and your likeness to be able to exploit the product, which is you, commercially. This is the language of the contracts, trust me. All right, to be able to do this so they can advance your career. Now, if you are, if everybody's successful and your name and your image really become a household brand and a household name and it has a lot more value now, now at a certain point, depending on how much money was generated, you might have to be in a position where you might have to sign that away. Depending on how much money was generated from them spending money on you and record sales and stuff like that. It's a standard part of contracts, unfortunately. But that's the way it goes a lot of times. It looks like I got, do I have Honey in the building? Let me see if this is Honey. 702, is that you?
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's Big Spook, man. Yo.
Oh, that's Big Spook. Okay, I was going on
you?
Spook. I was like about to say. You don't sound like Honey.
You? Yeah, this Big Spook, man. Hey, but I'm listening to y'all convo, right? Maybe they doing it to keep Pac's legacy alive. Maybe it's not no royalties involved. Maybe they trying to keep his legacy alive.
That goes without saying, though, because he's one of the most pivotal MCs in the game in the history. He's made more money than any MC without being alive. When Pac passed,
I mean, there's a lot of Pac fans.
Three, four albums.
And there's some fans that wasn't born when Pac was doing his thing back in the 90s. So, you know, they might be a Pac fan and just want to keep his memory alive. And the song that I heard when he was dissing TCD was questionable as well, too. Because he wasn't alive to even know that QPD, and QPD didn't shoot him. So that's where it is. And then the song he did with, who did he do it with? He did a song with Aaliyah. That right there was questionable as well, too. But I think they're doing it to just keep his memory alive. That right there. And I think the Tupac estate signed that off, knowing that they can't make no money off that. You know what I'm saying? I think they just doing it just to, you know, keep they, you know. I don't think nobody getting royalties off that.
Okay. All right. Big Spook in the building. Ascot Records in the building. All right. That's another perspective. But, okay, that's possible, bro. But why this song? Why bring him into the whole, you know, this shit with Kendrick? You know what I'm saying? Why this song?
I mean, the one he just did, right? I don't know if y'all heard it about the Keefe D thing. Pac wasn't alive to know that Keefe D even said
right,
all this.
Right,
thing.
Right. I mean,
so when you hear that song, when it says Keefe D, how you telling yourself? How do Pac know that he told on himself? That's why I say.
Right.
It's a fan thing. It's a fan that's rapping the lyrics, and AI is just putting the birds together with it. That's not Pac. I mean, you can tell because it's not – he sounds like he's 96 again, and this is 2024. So you can – if you're a Pac fan, a real Pac fan, you will understand that the lyrics that he's speaking on these tracks is 96 lyrics. So they're not real Pac lyrics. And Pac wouldn't ever do a track dissing, you know what I mean? I can see dissing P. Diddy and Biggie, but anybody else other than that, I don't see Pac doing that.
All right. I no doubt. All right. That's another perspective. Once again, coming from Big Spook. All right. I got all right. Remedy, what's your thoughts on it? And then I'm going to go to Black Caesar. Remedy, what do you think about this whole AI thing?
Oh, my God. What I was sitting over here thinking about is that they've been doing this, but they're calling it something else probably. Let's go back to the 90s. How are they able to use multiple artists? It doesn't even matter what artist it is. Back in the day, they'll be passed and gone, but then you still hear them on other stuff, but it's really not their voices. But back then, they weren't called AI. They were called something else. But now today, it's being called AI.
Well, I guess back then you had to, you know, do it for real. I guess you had singers that could mimic other singers and things like that. I mean, as far as performances, you know, sometimes if you had a person that looked like another person or favored another person, because I've known people that's done this, they favored another person enough that they could go on stage and actually be that person. I've known people that's done that. All right, and just went and done, you know, performed on tours overseas and everything, and not really the person who they were billed to be, but they looked so much like them that they could do that. So, you know, a whole lot of stuff could go on, but now with the technology, it just allows like a whole other wave of stuff. But it does lead to a lot of problems, like Black Caesar was leading to. I'm gonna bring him back on now. Who's getting what? Where's that bread going to? All right, Black Caesar, something else on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just trying to say this. Look, all of that is good, but it doesn't make it right. They use Tupac's voice in there because he's well known to try to get across a point and, hey, boom, we got a heavy person. But I'm going to say this, having been an artist, a fine artist, that draws and paints, as soon as you draw something, it's instantly copyrighted. It's like the Jimi Hendrix effect. That's what, to me, is the right thing. Now, everybody knows Jimi Hendrix was this big, famous black rock musician. The whole world loved him and everything. You cannot use any song, his voice, his guitar part, nothing, without the estate's permission. They will sue you left and right. This man is dead. You should have respect for the estate. You can't do this without the permission of the estate. I don't care about the record company or Robert. We got his name, his image, his license. And, you know, hey, you done made 20 times over what this guy created. So to me, it's just not right. It's just not right. You're doing it permission of a person that's passed. That's my take on that.
All right. All right, definitely feel you on that. Let me see. All right, I got a 562 area code. They want to jump in the conversation. Let me see what they got to say. 562, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's good?
Oh, man, it is your boy, M. Oh, Ascot. We in this. Look, I got to say this. This is the only thing I want to say. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Why? Because it's going to step everybody's creative game up. Like, we've already passed the threshold, a level. You know what I'm saying? Now that we're able to be anybody, us, me, you, anybody can be, rap as anybody. I can make a whole mixtape. West Coast versus East Coast, 97. The fact that you can do whatever you want with your imagination is one of the greatest things ever. Who cares? Who getting the money? Let them worry about that. I'm a creative. Give me some more to paint with. Oh, I got all these voices to paint with now. What else? What's next? What else can I create with? Come on, let's go.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So as far as any kind of rights, any kind of limitations on somebody being able to, use somebody or what is, I mean, it really kind of goes beyond just intellectual property, because now you're really using someone's essence. You're using almost like their fingerprint. So you don't have any problem with that?
No, not at all, because legally right now you can't copyright anything made with AI. That's how it is right now. So if anyone was to use AI to make something, anyone else would be able to take that. You know what I mean? So would you be getting paid? You know what I mean? Who really is getting them royalties? Well, it was made with AI, so no one should, honestly. At least that's how the law goes. And, like, we're talking about what's good and bad and laws, right, and yada, yadas, and rights and laws. And, well, how about them apples? You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't know why you get nothing. And it's all mixtape.
Nobody gets nothing, and it's all mixtape. Okay. Well, you know, as a creative person myself, all right, who's, you know, put out different projects, you know, mixtapes, who's done production and all different kind of stuff, I don't know if I like the idea of that, all right? I do like the ability, you know, for certain purposes, mostly non-commercial. Now, this is going to be non-commercial, all right, if you're talking about, you know, jacking beats and, you know, in this case, jacking vocals on, like, another level. But, you know, if you're talking about doing that, you know, then I don't have too much of a problem with it, I guess. You know, if it's going to be on like a non-commercial level. But now if you're talking about trying to make money with it and put it out, now you're really kind of, you know, it goes into the realm of, you know, duping the public. You know, you're putting out a product that's, you know, and you're presenting it in a certain kind of fashion, and it's not really what it is. So, you know, you run into, you know, there's, I guess, you know, Black Caesar would say there's, like, ethical issues involved as far as that goes.
That a whole new lane would be made? Because like, a conductor is a person who, right, controls the orchestra, right? And like, who is the orchestra, right? These are people playing instruments. And, like, what are instruments? Sound-making devices. So just because we came up with a new device that can create sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, open a whole new lane.
Yeah, but you're not just merely creating a sound or a tone. You're duplicating somebody's voice, which once again is like, you know, using their fingerprint or using their face. It's something that's associated with them as an individual. It's part of their being. It's part of their essence. So,
am I
being
duplicating
able to,
their voice, or am I?
Well, if you
sampling,
I mean, if you're
their sound.
If you're presenting yourself
as, I got a sample
of
a Picasso painting, I could sell you. I could sell you guys a copy of a Picasso painting. How about that?
That's cool, but can I see it?
This is one.
I'm thinking,
created
can I see
by
it?
AI.
I'm thinking I make copies of it.
Can you see it?
I mean, because I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Pirate Bay type of guy. You mean, like, you talk about money to me, it's like, can I download it? Is it on the internet? Then why should I care if it costs money at all?
Just like people make up fake paintings. You can duplicate the painting. You could duplicate this AI record that has Tupac in it. You can duplicate that. You can re-record it.
Yeah. I mean, but in the end, the only reason I would be duplicating it because it's good and or I can use it as a tool in some shape, way, form, or fashion. And number two, art, man, as an artist who doesn't covet his art, I mean, I have so much random GIFs on the internet that was made by me during my MySpace days that don't have my name or anything on it. It doesn't matter. Create. Let it go free. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that
right,
people want to.
But let me ask you a question. You created it and you let it go free, but now I'm an artist too. I took your gift. And now I'm out there, and I'm selling it as an NFT, and I'm saying that I created it.
Well, you're not
and
an artist.
You don't mind that,
I mean,
right?
But I don't.
You don't
because
mind?
You're not an artist. I mean, if you were an artist, honestly, you
I am.
Wouldn't have done that.
I am an artist.
Like, you wouldn't have,
I am
no,
an
I'm
artist.
Just, I'm, I'm not saying you personally, because, like, if you stole my work, you're not an artist. I mean, like, you call yourself an artist, and you can sell it. And I hope you get a lot of sales, and I hope those sales do you so good that you can actually become an artist. I mean, at least that's how I feel about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need to do that to okay, then do it. Handle it. And I hope it helps you.
So then that's what the AI artist is doing? You hope you
No. Those are, again, the AI artists, bro. Right now, most people that are using AI are seeing it how I see it, but they're not. They are the less creative, the less talented. You feel me? And or, they just want to hurry up. You feel me? Like stuff that it can do.
The only point that I'm trying to make to you is people were doing this manually before. Now they have a machine, so everybody can do it. People were fake doing AI, basically, of
how
Picasso.
How is that not a good thing?
Now we have a machine.
How is that not a good thing, though? So how is that not a good thing? You're saying, oh, like there was a tool at one point that only a few people used. Now this tool, everyone can use. Like that's all
no,
I
No, it's not what I said. I'm saying when you're using something like Tupac, gee, I should ask his estate, hey, do you mind if I do this? I should show some respect. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying show some respect to where you're taking it from.
All right, hold on a second, gentlemen. I'm going to jump in here. Very, 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 very interesting conversation, Black Peter. I appreciate you giving your input now. 562, what did you say your name was? I want to address you properly.
Oh, I'm M.O.
Okay, M.O. All right, we definitely appreciate the conversation. Definitely a very, very interesting perspective. How did you find out about Dirty Basement Radio Show?
Oh, it's ASCOT Records.
Okay, you're a member of ASCOT Records. All right, definitely, definitely. Very interesting. All right, let me see if I still have Boss Hogg. I hope this is Boss Hogg. Last time I thought it was a number, I had it all wrong. All right, let me see if this is him in the building right here. Boss Hogg, is this you? Yes, maybe so. I don't know. 951, you're live in the building. What's good?
What's good? What's good? I didn't even push the one. What's happening with you, pal?
All right, it's all good. You know, but since you're here, you got your folks in the building, I want to know what you think about the subject matter at hand.
It's a slippery slope, you know, because I kind of agree with M.O. to a point where, you know, like he said, it's like a tool and an artist, you know what I'm saying, tool bag, you know. You could paint these elaborate pictures with sounds. But I also agree with the other caller to where it's a point to where it's disrespectful to steal my essence. So I don't know. I guess we just gonna have to see where they go legally and then play within the parameters of the law, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. But see, the problem I have in this kind of sense is that we're not just talking about sound. All right, people want to say, you know, you want to use the word sound because it makes it sound, you know, less, you know, like it doesn't belong to somebody. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have that possession to it.
Literally, it don't. Like Tupac didn't write those lyrics. AI wrote that. You know, now did they write it in his likeness? Yeah, but don't, you know, it ain't like those are his words and they stole his words.
No, because but that doesn't matter in a commercial sense to the public, all right? Because the public is looking at not what the person is saying in the case of a celebrity, but who's saying it. So like, oh man, this is Tupac. Now whether he
definitely from a marketing standpoint, you're 100% right, and that's why people would take advantage of that if it was within legal parameters. Because yeah, you're right. Shit, that's a hell of a marketing strategy to have Tupac on anything.
You know? So, definitely a slippery slope. So definitely going to be an interesting conversation. You know, definitely going to be an interesting conversation as we move forward. Let me bring Mr. Roy back into this conversation. Mr. Roy, you got some more thoughts before we get into a Go and No segment real quick? Mr. Roy, where you at? Yeah, I look like a money.
I had it on mute. All right, all right. So when you do that, this is the part that's going to get a lot of people flustered at times. You take that creativity. What up, Mo? Good to meet you. But you're going to take that creativity and do some things that people never thought of before. Like, what was one of the things that you would want to hear, but you know it wasn't possible because two artists wasn't really on the same ground. So you thought, you heard a new song by Prince and Michael Jackson? Wait a minute, Prince and Michael Jackson? They didn't really, you've taken it there, and it could be where the likeness of them doesn't supersede the wordplay and what you think they would be saying. It could be offensive,
right.
And then somebody from either a state could take it offensively because you're taking your creativity and their likeness and their sound, but it's your words, and you're saying it with the hee-hee, then that makes it Michael Jackson then. Or if you got, then that's making it Prince. So, but then you know damn well Michael Jackson and Prince wouldn't be doing a song together like that off the top. Or when, at the time Anita Baker was beefing with Luther Vandross, and then they got songs together. You know, it'll be fun for fundamentals to see the creativity of what you could do with the people that you miss. That, like, I love to hear Big Pun on something. You know, I love to hear Guru on something. I love to hear Guru and Big Pun and Big L. You know, I would love to hear the creativity where you could take it there, but then when it comes around to it, the almighty dollar from somebody's estate is going to be like, yo, you took the likeness of my loved one, and I want to see what's going to happen with that bread.
Exactly. And, and that's the point I was trying to make. Like, you know, from a mixtape point of view, you know, and I really don't like artists, and I say this as one of my pet peeves. I don't like artists using the phrase mixtape. All right. The mixtape is a DJ's medium. All right. You guys have singles. Y'all have albums. Y'all have EPs. Okay. All right. So leave the mixtape alone. All right. That's for DJs. All right. Now, with that being said, this is a conversation that we're definitely going to have, you know, continuously. I think this is something that's just going to be here, you know, as we move forward. The technology is here. People are going to use it, all right, for better or for worse, all right, whichever direction they're going to take it in. I guess as long as it stays for the, promotional use only, I guess if it stays in those brackets, then I guess, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But once it goes on the commercial side of things, then, you know, that part of me kicks in, you know, because I do exist on both sides of it, you know, as a creative, you know, as an industry guy. I exist on both sides of it. So, like, the industry part of me is going to kick in at a certain point. It's going to be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the capitalist is going to kick in, and it's going to be like, nah, we can't do that. All right? But I appreciate everybody's point of view on this particular topic. We want to get into a segment of Go or No, so don't go anywhere. I need y'all to help me out. All right, some of these artists. You know, just a few joints that I want to get some feedback on. All right, so let me get ready to get into that. Since we got, I guess before we do that, I guess since we got Ascot Records in the building, I guess I should, I guess I should play one of their artists, right? I guess I should play one of their artists. All right. Let me see if
it's
I have
right.
This joint on deck. It's only right. Let me see if I have one of these joints on deck. I don't know, because, you know, my switchboard is what it is these days. We're trying to get it all together. All right, yeah. All right, since I called out her name, I guess I should play her joint. This is Honey and All Minds.
Turn my track up. Y'all don't hear me, though. Turn the light slow. Y'all don't make it slow. Hey, yo, check it. Bust it. Bust a wide open.
I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm about to die, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back for someone till the end of time. Give me all that good loving, cause it's all mine.
Hit the pussy up, give the ass a smack. Hit it from the back, fuck me slow like that. Spit on a click, better use your tongue. Glad you know what you're doing, that make me come. Left leg down, right leg on your neck. Sucker while you're driving, about the car was a wreck. Say you want to eat, I got your plate. I can tell that you're starving and you can't wait. I'ma put your face in it. Love the way you tasting it. Lick it all up, no wasting it. I'm unique, no replacing it. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side chick, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back, for show until the end of time. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine.
Step one, put your ass on the bed. Step two, I'ma give you some head. Step three, I'ma spit on the tip. Step four, I'ma ride that dick. Step five, you don't know how to act. Step six, make you come back to back. Step seven, hit it from the side. Get inside. Been 6 years and I'm ready to go. Gonna give you a private show. I'ma suck on your balls, can't tell me to stop. Then I'ma make you get on top. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side chick, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back for sure until the end of time. Give me all that good loving, cause it's all mine.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio Show. You just finished listening to Honey. That joint was called All Mine. All right. Ascot Records is in the building. All right. My co-host, Miss Remedy Cold Sweat, she's in the building. Mr. Roy's in the building. Black Caesar go. Okay, yeah, okay. Oh, there go Black Caesar. He's still in the building. All right. So we're going to get into an edition of Going No real quick. Got a few joints that I want to get some feedback on. Need y'all to help me out. All right. Big shout out to all the affiliated stations that carry the Dirty Basement Radio Show in syndication in all the various markets. Thank y'all so much. All right. Big shout out to the Nerve DJs. Big salute. All right, and all the other folks that rock out with Dirty Basement Radio. All right, let's get ready to get into it. Mr. Roy, you ready?
You? Let's do it.
Mr. Roy, you good? So what happened? What happened to Roy?
See, that's why young kids can't participate in grown folks' activities.
See that, y'all? Take a woman. I had to take a woman.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, It is 420 now. I've never known Mr. Raw to indulge, but it's the first time for everything. All right, okay. All right, Mr. Raw, I'm good. All right, we're going to try this again. All right, we're going to try this again. Remedy, we're going to try this again. We're going to back it up. All right, we're going to give Mr. Raw a do-over. All right, we're going to give him a do-over. All right, so we're going to give him some more do-over. All right, let's go.
Thank you.
so maybe I should do it this way so it don't cause so much commotion. Y'all ready? Welcome one, welcome all, the 420 edition, the 420 edition of the Dirty Basement Go or No. Surprise, we got something going on today, and it ain't just weed smoke celebrating all y'all out there. Today's Go or No is basically some of the same typical things. You can just give us your music by submitting it to DRTYBSMNTMP3. At AOL, please do us a favor and label it properly when you are sending your music. Tell us the name of the artist and the song so we don't mess it up. And we do not listen to the music. We do not listen to the music ahead of time. So if they send you something crazy, don't blame us. Please don't blame us. We've heard a lot. And any kind of music can be submitted, any genre, and you do not have to censor it. So you can send any style of music you want, and the call-in number is 563-999-3050. When you call, you press that number one button, and you can help us judge by saying it's a go, it's a no. So let's see what we got this week. I hope we don't got too much shark bait, because last week, the sharks were obese.
Definitely the sharks were well-fed last week. All right, let's see if we can get them skinny. We need to put them on a diet, but it's really not up to us. Not up to me. It's up to y'all. All right, it's up to y'all. So let's get ready to get into it. All right, first artist up on deck goes by the name of Baby Jungle, and it features Rob 49. And this joint is called Freaknik. All right, let's get into it. Let's see what they're doing. All right, Freaknik is coming back. All right, that's what I heard at least. All right, let's go.
Bitches in this party like a freak knee. Bougie hoe with a nice ass and some pretty feet. Got her in the Lambo, so I fought her right on Peachtree. She said she a vegan, so you know I made her eat meat. Freak knee, need a nasty hoe. Freak knee, not a classy hoe. Freak knee, real nasty hoe. She let me fuck on for a night, you know she trained to go. Little booty, big booty, baby shaking. She on demon time, reposado, it like Satan. Throw her back straight. She don't do no chasing. Fuck her on the balcony when we on vacation. Fuck her on the balcony, know I made her touch her knees. She gon' feed and fuck this dick, know I got her begging please. Halloween with all flats, yeah, I got a blue cheese. I put down them bad words, now I'm going loose leaves. Where them dollars at? Where them dollars at? All she want is good dick and a Zana bag. Where them dollars at? Where them dollars at? Baby, money ain't a problem, got a lot of that. All them nasty bitches in this party like a freak me. Bougie hoe with a nice ass and some pretty feet. Got her in Atlanta, so I fought her right on Peachtree. She said she a vegan, so you know I made her eat meat. Freak me, freak me, need a nasty hoe. Freak me, freak me, not a classy hoe. Freak me, freak me, real nasty hoe. She let me fuck on her for night, you know she trained to go.
All right, setting off this week's edition of Go or No. All right, that was Baby Jungle featuring Rob 49. The song is called Freaknik. All right, Mr. Raw, what's your thoughts?
You know, that was all right for me. It was legible. It was clear. He was talking about something we could relate to, you know, and the beat was all right. I give it a go on that one.
Okay. All right, Remedy, what do you think?
Yeah, Twerk City, I'm going to give it a go. I like this, period. You already know me. I'm over here. If I'm moving, I'm twerking, I'm bouncing around. You already know what it is.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, we're off to a good start. All right, let me see what Black Caesar think about it. Black Caesar, what's your thoughts on this song?
Well, I thought the music was kind of really different. I like that the music was different. And I'll give it a go, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't understand the lyrics at all. I didn't really get that.
Okay. I didn't understand the lyrics, but you're going to give it a go. You like the bounce. Big Marco, what do you think about the song?
Good song. Great song. I thought it was good. I liked it.
All right. Great song. All right. He's on board with it. All right. Boss Hogg, what do you think about the song? Boss Hogg, you still in the building with me? All right, we'll see if we can come back to him in a hot minute. Let me see if I can get M.O. to give his feedback. M.O., what do you think about that song?
Yo, that joint was banging. I like how he swagged his flow out on the joint. It did sound different. And I throw it on, you know what I'm saying, my underground hits. Let's go.
Okay. All right, M.O. was rocking with it. Solid, solid. I got my man A1 is in the building. All right, let me see what A1 got to say. A1, what's your thoughts on that song you just heard? All right, Baby Jungle featuring Rob 49.
Yeah. I was giving that a go. Definitely that.
Okay. I like most everybody's rocking with it. Let me see if I get that. Go back to Boss Hogg, see if I can get him to give the final word on this song. Boss Hogg, what do you think about it? It looks like he may be preoccupied, a little distracted right now. But otherwise, I'd across the board, everybody gave their thumbs up. They go feedback. Everybody's on board with it. All right, so big shout out to Baby Jungle on that joint. That joint is called Freak Nick. All right, salute. All right, let's keep it going, see if we can keep this energy going. All right, this is got an industry artist featured on this one. All right, artist goes by the name of Gloss Up, and it features Jacquees, and this is called Ride Home. All right, let's check this one out and see what he's talking about. Going up.
Jacquees saying, yeah.
Cutter, cut that shit up, man.
I'm in this club, but doing my mind. Packing these shots and watching the pan. Niggas on me, but I want two. Drunk as fuck, wanna fuck on you. Wanna fuck on you.
Ready for the moment. Liquor got me floating. I ain't even got too much. You know where it's going. GPS slowly. Trying to stay focused. Gonna leave the door unlocked. You know I'm coming. Yes, I am. I'm ready to ride home.
Hey, Gloss, he know how I get on that repo. Turn a good girl into a freak hoe. Kitty talk back to him like hello. This pussy good in ghetto. He the one and I don't need two. In the section, texting my boo. Hoke up going up and I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to get home to you. Call me an Uber Black. Where you at? FaceTime you drunk like give me that. If you was here right now, I'd be taking it. I got my own dick and they hating it. All these songs remind me of you. All these shots make me miss you. I'm drunk as fuck and I'm on one. Come get me out of this booth.
Ready for the moment. Liquor got me floating. I ain't even got too much. You know where this going. GPS slowly. Trying to stay focused. Gonna leave the door unlocked. You know I'm coming.
Okay. Article by the name of Gloss Up. That features Jacquees. That joint is called Ride Home. Let's see what my folks think about that. See if that's going to make the late night playlist. I don't know. That's going to make the late night playlist, Remedy? That's going to make the late night playlist?
Yes, come here, Daddy. Please.
What?
And
we're going to
play that.
Don't play that. Okay. Go make the playlist. All right. That's what it is.
That's going to make the playlist. Definitely. It's going to make that bedroom mix, too.
Okay. All right. Remedy is feeling it. She's rocking with it. All right. Let me see what the folks think about this song. Let's see if we can keep this going on this one. All right, Mr. Roy, what do you think about that joint?
Ditto. On what Remy said, I go along with that. If it makes her rock in the bedroom, I mean, that's the right kind of groove. I did like it, though. I liked the way he swagged on it, and it was smooth, and, you know, she sounded cute, and it was something that I would listen to again. So it's a go.
Okay. Let's see. Black Caesar, what do you think about Gloss Up featuring Jacquees?
Well, I hate to go against the popular opinion, but it sounds like AI made that. I mean, it's got the same kind of formula kind of thing that almost every song sounds like, the correct amount, 10-15% of the auto-tune coming in there and whatnot. So I'm going to have to go against everybody and give it a no. That formula is just not working for me.
Okay. All right. Black Seas are going to give it the first no. All right, let's see what Big Maka has to say about it. Big Maka, what do you think about that song?
Yo, Black Caesar got me over here rolling, son. Nah, the song is hot, though. The song is fat. The song is fat, yo. The song is cool. I like that song.
All right. I'll be Marcus Groover with it. All right, let me see if I can get Boss Hogg connected for this song right here. Boss Hogg, you still with us, man? What's good? I know Boss Hogg must be on the road or something going on. All right, let me see if I can get M.O. back connected. M.O., what do you think about that last joint?
Yeah, I was feeling it. It was some in the bedroom joint, you know what I'm saying? I could hear that joint playing while I'm getting that baby oil ready. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right, getting that on deck. All right, I see my man Jazzo just popped in the building. We're going to get him ready for the next song, get his feedback for the next song. All right, 803, my man A1. A1, what do you think about that joint? You get the last word.
Yeah, I definitely fuck with that. There's a lot of visions that come with that song. I ain't going to cap.
All right. Everybody's rocking with it pretty much. All right, it's going to be useful. That song is useful. All right, can definitely come in handy. I definitely help to set the tone. All right, come on, folks. Let's see if we can keep the vibe going on this next joint. Artist goes by the name of Just Be a G17. All right, and the song is called Just Be a G. No, don't look at me like that. They come up with their own stuff. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, all right, Just Be a G. Let's go.
Stand up. You can blood crib walk and it really don't matter to me. No, you can throw up your P's and your B's and all you see.
This spot global.
You can ride in your low smoke on some road, go visit with a bat they cold. It really don't matter to me, just be a G.
Representing for the shrews and the Damu homies out of the Southland. Section 8 babies out the belly of the outstanding. Gang slide steppers, the fraternity. Third, fourth generation action out the enemy is us. Bloodstained streets and the muddy flags. Politics is killing off the money bag. Community revolution is progressing. Bleeding black love over everything that's not aggressive.
Started with a gun and these niggas know I'm a slogan. I was born and raised and with niggas dogging the Logan. Big trip with no one and I rep that. Six shots still standing low, minus setback. Look, time to California, catch me on them toners. Black on black like the straps, killers on corners. Tipping down easy street, dumping my Lolo. Cruising with a bad dick chick and she go-go.
Blood drip talking, it really don't matter to me. You can throw up your P's and your B's and all you see.
52
seconds. You can ride in your low smoke on some road, road dipping with a bat they cold. It really don't matter to me, just be a G.
From the desert by any measure, I'm spitting peas. I'm sending pictures to make your bitches and charging fees. And if that bitch she get hungry, send her the licky bees. I like the way she lick licky dicky when on her knees. Pay me please for administration and pimping fees. It's compensation for conversation and chemistry. This biggest pimp and make money and many enemies. That's why my mama said, honey, you gonna
let's stop down quick, hit the seat.
Alright, that's Just Be a G17. The song is called Just Be a G. Alright. Let me get some feedback from my folks. All right, let's see what they think about that. Big shout out to my dude Jazzo. He's in the building. All right, let me see what he got to say about this joint first out the gate. Jazzo, what's good with you?
What's up? What's up, big homie? I'm out in front of my house barbecuing, and that's so nice. I kind of like that.
Okay. All right. He's rocking it. He's doing the barbecue.
I'll definitely give it a go.
All right, he outside chefing it up. He's giving that a go. He's rocking out. All right, Jazzo's on board with it. All right, let's see if we can keep this going. Let me go to M.O. M.O., what do you think about the song? M.O., you still with me? Let me see if I go back.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. M.O., what's good? What do you think about it?
Yeah. Oh, man, I had to go put my chucks on. What you talking about? And we was out here with it. That joint came out, I was like, oh. Yeah, I had to throw it up a few times, but come on, let's go. It was a banger.
All right. M.O. is like he's on board with a hard body, for real. All right, A1, talk to me. What do you think?
Yeah, that joint was hitting, though. I ain't going to cap. That joint was all right. You definitely, you know what I mean? That thing nice.
Okay. All right, we're on the roll here. All right, let's keep it rocking. All right, folks is vibing with my man, Just Be a G17. I thought the name was crazy, but hey, let's go. All right, Big Maka, what do you say?
Yeah, G, man. That shit was butter. Straight butter dripping off a stick. That shit was butter, son.
Nice. Straight butter. Straight butter. All right, Remedy, talk to me. What do you say, Remedy?
Straight gangster. I'm going to give it a go.
You said it.
Gangster. All right, Black.
Straight gangster. I'm going
to
give it a go.
Straight gangster. All right, Black Fever, talk to me. What do you say about that one?
Oh, come on. Come on, DJ Sincere. This had me time tripping. I know you know about this. It had me time tripping back to the Palace Theater up on 14th Street, Parliament's Funkadelics with my man riding around in the baby diaper. Yeah, that G-Funk was really taking it, man. That's a definite go. That's a definite go.
Definite go. Definite go. All right, Mr. Raw, you get the last word.
Not only did I like it, it gave me the message of some brotherly love type joint and be a G while you at it. He was like, it didn't matter what color flag you had up, and it was just like, yo, brotherly love, man. I was feeling that message, like, and then the union of everybody. I guess the G17 was all the niggas that took to sing the hook. Because it sounded like about 17 niggas singing the hook. But I liked that joint, man, and it gave me a good feeling.
All right. Fantastic. All right, coming out the gate, looks like we're 3-for-3. I look like we're 3-for-3 coming out the gate. All right, that's unusual, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it right now. All right, let's see if we can go 4-for-4. Next artist up on deck, we got a major artist. She's out here doing her thing. I know y'all know her. All right, this is Lola Brooke, and this song is Go Get Your Mother. Yeah, that's what the song is called. The song is called Go Get Your Mother. All right, I don't know, she must be out there in the rollers, you know what I'm saying? She out there in the house dress and the slippers. All right, and she wilding. So somebody need to go get their moms. Let's check this song out. Going up.
They talk about Lola this, gay to that.
That's wild.
Say that.
That's brave.
Fuck out of here, nigga, eat pit. Do you know my body?
Just breathe.
Talk about
no.
This extra shit.
You would look like I give a fuck. No, get it.
Matter
don't.
Of fact, say
no.
Less, you heard?
N-A. You know, get it. Don't.
Fuck out of here. Get it.
Give me the head. Provide the lick. I got my own. I'm not convinced. I hear the talk, the clout, the fame, but nothing get around the bitch from around the way. I can't be laying up with no fuck. Get it. Speak to no fuck. I'm up that door, nigga. Go and get your mother. I don't be playing about my brothers, can't run game without the number. I'm from the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother.
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 Go and get your mother. Bitch, go and get your mother.
Get your mother.
I'm from the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother.
I was always on go before the green light. A bitch had glow before the ring light. Dub a nigga more than once, would it be like? Hey, nigga hurt to the chest, he'll be alright. Bitches out here frontin' doing the same thing that Super did. This much is for the fellas, it ain't nothing wrong being coochie big. Wear me down like Gucci did. Side eye like who this bitch. Don't act up for the act right, don't fool around with that movie. Don't walk around like I made it. Could've put on for the town, but instead, bitch, you paid.
I know you hate it.
Niggas panicking, make savings. You already counting up, counting fit, little nigga. Why would you fake it?
Give me that head, provide the lick. I got my own, I'm not convinced. I hear the talk, the clout, the fame, but nothing get around the bitch from round the way.
Okay, that's Lola Brooke. Alright, go get your mother. Alright, let me go to Big Mark and let him set this one off. Mark, what you think?
Man, all these songs seem to be cool, man. I want to feed the sharks, man, but yo, the Sharks gotta be hungry this week, man. You said diet, you put it on them like that. Yeah, that song was pretty cool,
yeah, but,
man. She was all right.
Okay. All right, well, it's not me. I mean, it's, you know, luck of the draw. All right, let me tell you, Mr. Roy, what do you think about that joint?
It was tactical and it was strong. It gave me that essence of don't play with it. It gave me that same type of beat. It felt like it was that, like that's another version. That's the B side of don't play with it. So you don't play with it and go get your mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, so her energy, like she get up out of here. That gave me all New York. Yeah, all New York, you know, the way she was going in, that's a Brooklyn chick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what I'm used to. But it was strong. I give it a go.
Okay. All right, Remedy, what do you think about Lola Brooke?
Y'all, please do not play with her because she will straight tell you, go get your mama. So it's a go for me. Come and get me.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Mama, watch.
Go get your mother. All right. That's a crazy title, though. That's a crazy title. All right, let me see what M.O. got to say about it. M.O., what do you say? I don't know. Having an M.O. look like you might have lost him. All right, let me go to A1. A1, what's good?
Yo. Nah, I wasn't really feeling that joint, bro. I ain't even going to hold you. That thing ain't moved me.
Nah, I didn't do it for you. Didn't move the needle.
Nah.
Okay. All right, Jazzo, you get the last word on this joint. What do you think about that?
It was all right. It's nice. I give it a go, but it ain't moved me all crazy like that. But it's nice.
Okay, I kind of run in the middle. My bad. I forgot about my dude Black Caesar. I don't think I got him on deck for this song. Black Caesar.
Yeah. That's another one had me time tripping back to the. You know, I didn't get that from Brooklyn. I got it from the Bronx, like. I'm 10 years old at Eden Wall Projects. I ain't going to go and run and get my mama. But, yeah, I'll give that a go. That's a definite New York flavor on that one. That was good. I like that.
Okay. All right. I'd have to say we 4 for 4. Sharks is definitely on a diet this week. They're definitely going to lose some weight. They don't need no food after last week. My goodness, they was definitely well fed. But, you know, we see if we can throw them a meal. We'll see if we're going to give them at least a few crumbs this week, but it's not looking too good so far. We got a few more joints on deck. Let me see what I got. I got 1, 2, 3 joints. I got 3 more joints. Sharks got 3 more opportunities to see if they're going to get a meal today. All right, next song up on deck, artist goes by the name of Natalak, featuring Benzino and Bo Money. All right, the joint is called Trending Topic. All right, let's check this out, see what they're talking about. Going no.
Smell false money, Zeno. Topic. Can't keep my name out your mouth cause I'm popping. Everybody watching, floor jocking. Fiends copping, looking at the plotting. Yeah, I'm the trending topic. It ain't no problem, got hitters for you robbers. Real shot callers, oh fraudulent. Run that back up, I'm the trending topic.
Man, listen, nigga, they don't want no problem.
No, they don't.
They love me cause Zeno trending topic. Trips to the tropics,
yeah.
Drip out the faucet. Gucci in the closet,
put her on a roster.
Nigga did it, resume popping, handling business. Really a menace, missing a witness at the finish. B-E-N-C-I-N-O, trending topic. A man who ain't scared to die, he can never be defeated. Doing legendary shit that can never be repeated.
I
got these haters on my dick, I'm just looking for a reason. If your name is on that list, then I'm aiming and I'm squeezing.
I'm the trending topic. Can't keep my name out your mouth cause I'm popping. Everybody watching, floor jocking. Fiends copping, looking at the plotting. Yeah, I'm the trending topic. It ain't no problem, got hitters for you robbers. Real.
Alright, all this goes by the name of Natalak. And it features Benzino and Bo Money. The drug is called Trending Topic. Alright, Remedy. All right, did that work for you?
That's a no for me.
Wow. You was real quick on the draw with that one. She ain't even wait.
Oh, no. It's not this time now. Not Benzino.
Not messing with it at all. Huh?
No, not at all.
All right.
Let's see. That's all I have to say.
Say again?
I said, eat, eat, like a little baby, eat, eat. That's all I have to say. Throw it to the sharks.
No, throw it to the sharks. Okay, let's see if everybody feels the same. All right, Black Caesar, your sharks are starving this week. Are you going to help them out on this joint? What do you say?
No, no, I'm not helping them. Woo-hoo, yeah, that's a go. That's a go. I kind of like that a little. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Black Caesar's on board with you. Like 99%. They on a diet. They on a diet for real, for real. Big Marker, you gonna help out the shark? Big Marker, what do you think about it?
I'm gonna tell you why I give it a no. I give it a no because, well, first of all, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm chilling. I'm listening to it. When the song first came on, the music came on, and dude started yelling in my ear. La, la, la. Yo, I didn't like that. It turned it off. Right then, now the dude that rhymed the second. He came in, he was good. I liked that. I got to listen to him. The first dude, he needed to change the style up or something. So I have to give him a no because of that. I know it's kind of trivial, but right. That's what it is.
Okay. Let me see if I can get Boss Hogg connected, man. I don't know what happened to Boss Hogg. All right, Boss Hogg, you still in the building, man? Where you go? 1-2-1-2? Nah, no go. I don't know where Boss Hogg went. I guess that line got a little crazy. All right, let me get some feedback from my man Jazzo on that joint. All right, Jazzo, what do you think about that last record?
Yeah, I like that. We might have to put that in rotation, player. We might have to play that with the Dirty Basement Social Club.
Nah, see, there we go with the social club. I told y'all.
On and popping. If y'all didn't know, I know we do a go and no, but we're going to be doing the social club here in Philly, Delaware, and we're doing New York. He don't know about it yet. The New York is a secret, but when he come down to Philly, it's Dirty Basement Social Club. I've been working on it all day, so it's about to be jumping. You got to be a member, and y'all going to love it.
All right, y'all. When I go down to Philly, if y'all don't hear from me after 3, maybe 4 days, I'm gonna need y'all to send out the rescue squad. Okay?
Here I come. Here I go.
look. She gonna come down too. You gonna come down too, cause we doing it big. It's a root picnic weekend. We gonna have fun. So you definitely invited. Come down, have fun with us.
We ain't gonna have fun. We gonna get dirty.
Man, listen. Like I said, 3, maybe 4 days. I'm gonna need like a designated driver. All right, somebody's gonna stay behind. And it's going to be like, all right, it's been like a little bit too long. Let me see what's going on with Sincere. I ain't heard from him. Let me make sure he all right. All right. For real. All right. Nah, man, y'all are bad. Y'all are definitely bad. All right, we got a couple more joints. I don't know about that one. Let me see what my man A1 thought about. Did I get A1 on that joint? Did I? No, I don't think I did. A1, what do you think about this joint?
Out of sight, out of mind, feed that shit to the sharks, man.
You say, throw it to the sharks. All right, so, that one is kind of like, so, you know, that's like 50-50. I need a couple more. I don't know. That one might be on the fence. The Sharks might have to miss out on this one, too. Let me see if I can get M.O. back connected. Maybe he can help me out. M.O., what do you say?
If you would have played it first, if you would have played that one, like, around the beginning, but the fact that you played some dope tracks before that one, you could feed that one to the Sharks. I'm good on that one.
Okay, he's good on that one. He's not rocking with that one. So let me see. A1 said sharks. M.O. said sharks. Maka said sharks. Remedy said sharks. Okay, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
Good no.
Yeah. Let's get it. You.
Well, she liked that. All right, Mr. Roy, you're going to have to, you're gonna have to sling. You got to sling.
Because, you know, I'm not a Benzino lover, but his verse was slightly more calm and more more in mesh with the beat. Like Maka said, the first dude was kind of, at first, kind of yelling, and it makes you be like, hey, what the hell? So, but then when Benzino came in, he kind of floated on the beat kind of good, and, you know, so he's like, oh, you know what, I can listen to it again. You know, so that's like, that's the go or the no. So, hey, I could know. You?
Well, I still don't think that quite saves it. All right, I don't think that saves it. So,
nah,
I guess that's the...
it sucks,
man. Yeah, I guess, you know what I'm saying now. Black Caesar has sent me the splash, but I kind of forgot to upload the splash, unfortunately. But nonetheless, we still going to have to feed that joint to the sharks. Gotta go.
Ahoy, matey. This is Black Caesar X, and we hanging with DJ Sincere in the dirty basement. Man overboard. Shark attack. Shark attack.
All right. So the sharks finally got one for the day. The sharks finally got one, Black Caesar. I know you was no help to your own shark, but the sharks still got one.
It's a good thing. You know, I had them doing laps around the pool to lose weight. So it's a good thing I had them doing a lap. So now they can, you know, be able to do with this one salt. You know, I'm looking for the splash myself here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I forgot about the splash. We got to get the splash. I forgot about the splash. That's my bad, y'all. All right.
Don't forget about the splash.
Yeah, I forgot about the splash, y'all. Don't worry. I'm definitely going to have the splash next week. So when we throw them overboard and they hit the water, you're going to hear the splash.
we need to hear that splash. That verifies everything.
That verifies it, right? That verifies it. You gotta hear that splash. All right, let's keep it going.
I don't have no sound effects this time.
Well, please forgive me. I'm sorry. We got two more joints. All right, the Sharks got two more chances to get, you know, to get some grub. All right, next artist goes by the name of Rich Amiri, and the song is called Madonna and Rihanna. That's the name of the song. All right, let's check it out and see what it's all about. Go and know.
Hey, right when I hop up a jet, I'ma take up a tech, I'ma flutter with diamonds. Reed swore the stone's blind, it can't even tell what the time is. Bad little white hole look like Madonna, black hole look like Rihanna. Shipping them birds over the sea, then I go jump in the charter. Please don't think you fucking on me without fucking my game too. Go ahead, come up out your funds, we taking your chain too. I'm in the SVJ, it's red, it's blue, it look like a bruise. I'm in the 4-4 with a badass bitch from the 352. Yeah. You would've thought it was NASCAR the way I'm serving the coupe. You would've thought it was NASCAR the way I'm serving the coupe. Stick and move, yeah. 12 ain't catching nothing. I ain't ducking smoke nowhere lighter. The function. I heard a fever with a red at. Where the fuck my meds at? Pussy try to stay back. I'm gon' push it stay back. Met to be like we should tie my money. Go ahead, dead it. Rhymes up in the clip, it hold a honey. Yeah, cash time my homes. I'm throwing a bomb. Free my partners about a slum. Whipping white, that good Alabama. I fuck a face, I get a denim. Nigga troll, he think shit all drugs, but really I wanna kill him. I'm a real dope dealer. I'm a real fashion spiller. Hey. Right when I hop up a jet, I'ma take up a tech, I'ma flutter with diamonds. Reed swore the stone's blind, it can't even tell what the time is. Bad little white hole look like Madonna, black hole look like Rihanna. Shipping them birds over the sea, then I go jump in the charter. Please don't think you fucking on me without fucking my game too. Go ahead, come up out your funds, we taking your chain too. I'm in the SVJ, it's red, it's blue, it look like a bruise. I'm in the 4-4 with a badass bitch from the 352.
All right, that's Richard Meary. That's the name of the artist. The song is called Madonna and Rihanna. All right. Let me see what my folks think about that one. Jazzo, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. No
dirty basement social club.
Nah, that's not gonna make the cut. It's not gonna make the mixtape.
Don't
do that.
Don't do that. Remedy.
Don't do that because I'm an artist and I think I'm slipped up into a mixtape before too. So let's not go there.
I like you though, Remedy. So I don't care what you think. You can sing a nursery rhyme. I'll be like, yeah, that's a go.
What's up?
So what do you think about the song, Remedy?
It was okay. You know, it sounded like anything else that I've already heard, so it just wasn't just, you know, like anything I'm just wild about or nothing, but I will give it a go. For anybody that doesn't know what a gano is, it's no, but the G is silent.
It's a no, but the G is silent.
Yes. It works, but it doesn't work.
All right. That's the Remedy branded, the Remedy copyrighted gano. Let me see. All right, Black Season, what do you think about that song?
I think I see some blood in the water.
Uh-oh.
That's just my baby daddy.
Yeah. There's blood in the water, man. No, man. Sharks are circling, bro.
Sharks are circling for that one. All right, Black Caesar's getting ready to throw that one overboard himself. Let's see what the rest of the folks got to say. Big Maka, what do you say about that last joint?
Straight no. I know the no. Straight no. You're saying it like the no stuff? Yeah. No.
Alright, just say no, shut it down. Alright, straight across the board. Alright, M.O., what do you say?
I got a pass that sounded like a clone. I don't know who, but the clone, nonetheless.
Alright, so what, you gonna give that a no?
Yes, that's a no.
Alright, I ain't gonna shut that one down. All right, well, that one's definitely going to go overboard, too. All right, the Sharks. We're going to hold that one. We're going to put that to the side for a minute. We got one more joint. All right, and this one, I guess we can throw them both over together. Let's see what this is, last song. All right, it's an artist that y'all folks should be familiar with. He's been in the marketplace for a minute. All right, next artist up on deck is T. Grizzly, and this joint is called Suffer in Silence. All right, let's check this one out and see what it is. Going no.
Hey, whether it's sunny outside or it's raining, I say I fuck with you, nigga, we gangin'. I go off loyalty and how you treat me, ain't nobody telling me shit that's gon' change it. Suffer in silence, ain't with the complainin'. They be like Riz, why don't you be hangin'? I'm too important to be out here danglin', plus this nigga's tripped and I'm making them famous. You know I come from the ghetto, I wasn't just there, I was standin' on shit in them slums. Riding in stullies with smoke in my lungs, we pop out with foolies, ain't nowhere to run. Now I got mansions, Maybachs, Bentleys, Paddocks, Prezzies, they know how we come. Somebody call my PR, tell them hit Nike, bitch, I'm about to go on the run. You know my killers ain't nothing like yours, them boys gon' score for sure. Call up your bitch when I'm bored, the way that she suck it, I oughta record this one. No, I'm just playing, I'm happily married, ain't signing no papers, won't make it to court. When you get that ring, I hope you know you signed your life away, baby, it ain't no divorce. I keep my dick in my pants, it's hers, Glock on me, everywhere except for New York. Urus and Corsa, I don't like it in sports, instead of a bus, I might take it on tour. I'm in the jungle, doing Sinaga, Rape, Aya, Cambo Strong. I'm in the trenches, know I'm a king, and my boys don't go down, you put on the moon. I ain't just talking, I showed these niggas, did it by myself, I don't owe these niggas. I made them M's, I still on the couch to the top of my lungs like I told these niggas. Ain't done yet, still gon' be bigger. Ain't done yet, still gon' get richer. Ain't shit changed, still feed my killers. Better come with all drinks, you want me off the picture. Nigga,
up on me, do you love me? Is you gon' do anything for me? Can I...
Alright, that was T. Grizzly. Joint was called Suffer in Silence. Our last joint for today's going on. Now, my apologies. I think I might have missed Mr. Raw on the last joint. Mr. Raw, did I miss you on the last joint?
Yes, sir. You missed me on that one that, what was that artist's name? Past? Because he damn sure wasn't the future. He sounded like future to me. And that's the past. and that was a no. And this one, he sound like Cake, because he ain't dancing or he ain't Drake. So neither one of those two can get going. They put a little black pepper on them, the last two, and throw them in the water.
All right, the last two. All right, Mr. Ross, shut it down. You shut it down. All right. Black Caesar, talk to me, Black Caesar.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I had it muted. Yeah, now that last one, the sharks are still circling out there. You know, it's like...
They're not looking good. All right, I hear it. I hear them. I hear the sharks. I hear them. All right, not looking good.
The blood
looking
is
good.
In the water, man. The blood is in the water. It's too late. The last two.
All right, blood is in the water. All right, let's see if we're going to throw them overboard. Got a couple more people. Jazzo, what do you say about that last joint? All right, what do you say about T. Grizzly? Talk to me.
It was all right, bro. It's all right.
I need to study a little bit harder, T. Grizzly. You're just getting a 65 from Jazzo. Just getting a 65. All right, M.O., all right, what's your grade on that one?
It was cool. I mean, I don't know where they put cool. Can cool float? Well, I guess if it can float,
it's
in the
water,
like
a 65. You know what I'm saying? That's like a 65 also. That's like a 65. Maybe a 70.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
All right, that's what it is. That's basically a go. All right, it made the cut. It didn't, you know, it didn't totally flop, so I guess that's all right. All right, Big Marco, what's your thoughts on the joint?
It was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? All the joints you're playing tonight is cool, man. It's pretty tough.
All right, same thing. All right, middle of the road, that's like a 70 or so. We call the record it's cool. All right, Remedy, you get the last word. What do you think about the song? What do you think about our last song of the night, T. Grizzly, Suffer in Silence?
I think he could have did better on this song, because I heard another song by this guy, and it's called First Day Out, and I like that song way better than this song right here. Like, that song, he can recycle it, do away with it or whatever. He could do better than that.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Cut it down. That was kind of iffy right there. You know, folks is liking it, but not so much. But I guess it'll get a pass. All right, it's not going to get thrown over to the Sharks entirely. All right, so we only got that last body, unfortunately, Mr. Raw. That was Richard Meary. And this one was called Madonna and Rihanna. That's the one that I forgot to tap you in on and let you get some feedback on. Before that last song. But big shout out to everybody who came through and helped me out on my area codes in the building. I definitely appreciate that. Big shout out to Remedy. We haven't had the pleasure of having her in the building for a couple of weeks. She's been taking care of some of her business. Glad that you were able to catch up with us this week. We definitely missed you on the airways. Always enjoy your presence.
Big wet kisses to everybody. I missed y'all too.
All right, that's what's up. All right. And a big shout out to everybody came through with the conversation earlier. All right, Emma with a different perspective on things as it relates to the AI, I should say. Now, I don't know. I'm probably going to go back and play that record before we get out of here. Get ready to get out of here in just a couple of minutes. All right, but make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for my dude, DJ Itchy Pomona. He'll be in the building tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Retro Future Radio Show here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, and, we'll be back in the building, all right, next week. But you never know, I might pop up for a special edition, depending on situation and circumstance. All right. Let me see. Make sure I got everybody in the building. All right, because I thought I saw somebody just pop up. Maybe I might have had
you
that.
The girl in the back with the chicken hair ponytail. That's who you forgot.
In the back where? Where she at? Where she at?
I was just messing with you.
All right. But always, as always, have a real good time with everybody in the building. All right, Mr. Roy, you got any last words that you want to say?
I did want to play this weed poem, but
oh yeah, that's right. My bad. I had thought about that too, and then I forgot about it. I thought about it and forgot about it again. So yeah, it is 4:20, and Mr. Roar got the you know, he got something that he want to play in honor of 4:20 before we get on out the door. So let's play that, and then we'll shut it down. All right, go ahead, Mr. Roar.
Say no more.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Mary Jane, also known as Cannabis Sativa, Pot, Weed, and Hemp. I am what your parents used to place in white sheets of paper. No, not notebook paper, joint paper. Yes, I'm pretty popular. My body can transform into many forms, but I am typically the color green, like the Grinch. I am the present hidden under the tree. I bet most of you in this room have tried to make a whore out of me, but I have simply pimped you into choosing my three leaves over the Trinity. My scent is a mix of Christmas trees on fire and overcooked over Redenbacher. When most people meet me, they break me into pieces and discard my seeds, laying me to rest in a swish of sweet-colored casket. The flick of a lighter ignites me, conjuring up my spirit to make its way into yours. I am nothing more than commercialized voodoo, and you are my Harry Potters, you know? I'm sort of an activist. Before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, I was completely legal. No handcuffs on my butt, no shackles on my stems. Little do these people know how much I can do for those in need of my help. I abolished the pain of HIV and AIDS patients while amplifying the flesh, making every sin you could ever conceive more desirable than the apple dangling like death in the tree in the sight of Eve. Why do you think that every time you take a puff of bee, all of a sudden you get greedy like there are hustlers in your stomach? I cause the munchies. Everybody loves the munchies, even though the munchies is just a cute word for gluttony. I am better at feeding you sin than Satan is. Hey, it's also been said that I can help those with glaucoma. Everybody has the right to see, right? Take one hit of me and watch your eyes become x-rays, addressing every person you see, help you race, fornicate, and sodomize men and women with your blinks. Lust is simply a sin-laced side effect that comes along with me, and it's funny that those that allow lust to take control in the Old Testament got stoned to death. Go figure. That's the reason why your eyes are the color of red rum when you are drunk off me. I am a murderer in disguise, but nobody dies from weed. The leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. is tobacco. Not me, but your idolatry of me is killing you soft and slow like the Fugees on repeat. You consistently esteem me over the author of your breath. You breathe in my satanic love when you are thirsty for comfort and peace. When you are lonely, you let me sing you lullabies with my lies. When you are hurt, you cry while feasting on my pipes and bongs. You and your friends can't seem to see the suicide you commit every time you do a shotgun. Whoa. First of all, it's not that serious.
It is not that serious. That's what she said. But the way she described weeds, whoa, it made anybody who wanted to try it have to think a second thought, man. She had me thinking, like, it is the truth. I never heard nobody dying from weed. Have you?
No, I can't say that I have. But then, you know, at the same time, I'm listening to that song, to that. Oh, first off, what's the name of the poet? All right, what's her name, and what's the name of the poem?
The poem is called Weed.
And the name of the poet?
I don't even see it. When I typed it in, I didn't put a name.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever the young lady's name is, shout out to her for the, for the artistry. But I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it, and I'm like,
This has probably got to be the most anti-420 shit that I've heard. I'm like, this shit right here is about to blow my high. What are you doing?
I thought it was a different one. I had more than one up there, but this is the that was not the one that I thought that I had for this occasion. The one I had was something different. I don't know if I didn't label it properly or it like disappeared out of the switchboard, but that's not the one that I was. No, that's not the one. So I hope not
because that did not sound like the high grade. That sounded like the angry Reggie. All right, that sounded like the angry. Like I know I'm not a 10. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But anyway, yeah, that's what that sounds like.
Yeah, that's definitely not the one that I was intended to play.
That's what happens when you smoke and you're uploading.
No, well, you know what it is?
Let me find out to Mr. Roy, being, you know, partaking.
He's up there
impaired. You know what I'm saying? Let me find
you
out
really
to
smoke
partaking.
Everybody on the line.
Trying to upload music.
I know for a fact everybody on the line, everybody on this line smoke. I know that.
You don't
I know
say.
That.
You don't say, Mr. Roy. You
so,
don't say.
So, why is it such a surprise? Why is it? Why? And I know all y'all, so I might be following. I don't know. Following suit. I don't know.
Okay, so I see, said the blind man. So I see. Okay. My man.
I'm getting ready for when I come down to the lounge. When I come down to the lounge. You know, down there by Jazzo, you know, everybody be passing, and I won't just pass it by. You know, I might just say, "Let me see what y'all got here."
You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's see. All you gotta do is take a couple of deep breaths, Mr. Royce. Take a couple of deep breaths, and you'll be just as high as you need to be.
you know,
he's like,
you know, being in the studio with a lot of artists, I've had so much contact one day.
Woo! Well, I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. But Mr. Roy, like, Mr. Roy's like, I am past the days of the contact, fool, puff, puff, pass, emphasis on the pass, pass it over here. Well, it's all good. All good. All right, weed is everywhere. All right, they're talking about shutting down a lot of stuff that's going on in New York City now. They're finally talking about shutting it down. They let a whole lot of stuff go on for a while, but, you know, it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's getting ready to come to an end. It's getting ready to come to an end. So, all the folks that got their little weed shops, you know, on the boulevard, Farmers, Linden, all around, Springfield, Merrick, they're getting ready to get ran up on. All right, cops getting ready to run up in your spot. So, get ready.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it's good while
you're back. Yeah. It's going to go back to the good old days. You buy your weed on the corner. <We're bumping. laughs>
Go in the bodega and get yourself a chopped cheese and some weed.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be back like it's supposed to be back in the day. All these, you know what I'm saying? See, now we have dispensaries, all this fancy shit. Back in the days, we just had weed spots. Now you had weed spots. You went to the weed spot. Now we got dispensaries. What is this?
You don't need no, you didn't need no card. No card. You didn't need to know nobody's name. You didn't need to pull an ID with it. You just was like, the only ID they need to see was green money, and that was it.
Right. I'm not going no place where I got to register with the government. I'm not doing that. All right. That's why I look. All right. I keep a couple of my pharmacists on speed dial. All right, let me call this fool. All right. You know what to do. All right. Hit me when you get on the block. All right. So we ain't got to even deal with that. But, yeah. Everything is crazy these days in 2024. But once again, thank y'all so much. Get ready to get out the door. Remedy, thank you. Mr. Roy, definitely appreciate you. I'm a dude, Big Mike, coming through, hanging out with us. Black Caesar, of course. My man, A1. right, big shout out to Boss Hogg. All right, M.O., definitely pleased to meet you. Jazzo, all right, yeah. All right, don't get me in too much trouble when I come down there. All right, I'm having a search party. All right, Remedy already said she's going to come and get me. If I need her to come and get me, she's going to save me.
On demand. Like cash. On demand. On demand.
She's going to have on her she's going to have on her Catwoman outfit. All right, and she's going to come and she's going to save me, all right, from a fate worse than death, all right, or at least save me for myself.
I'm gonna come down the pole like the fireman. I'm gonna come down the pole and then I'm coming. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now you got to put the union sign up in the air so that I can see it, and then I'm on my way with the camera. See that? No. Can't leave me out of that. No leaving me out of that part right there. I'm coming with the camera.
All right, Mr. Boy. All right. Now we're just gonna make sure you in the building. So, all right, but you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to lock the film away in the vault. That film is not gonna be for the public. You do understand that, right?
Not at all. No, not at all. For our eyes only.
All right. Know that. All right. Everybody's gonna have to sign an NDA. All right, everybody got to sign an NDA, all right, because I will sue you, all right, make no mistake about it, I will sue you. Okay, all right, time for us to go, man. We're going to sit it down with that drink.
I'm going to do like that Vine that I seen earlier today and save your ass under Jumpstart because you always start shit. I'm going to save you on the jump start.
All right, I got a nickname. See that? Over here starting trouble, starting mess. Not over here starting mess. Even if I'm getting ready to end the show, I'm still starting mess. How you like that?
Yeah.
We get ready to get on out of here before I start anything else. We're going to shut it down with that new Drake joint. That AI, Drake alongside it, featuring AI. That's how we should say it, right? Drake featuring AI. All right, this is Taylor Made. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Illuminati. Guns rise again. You can see it in my eyes again. We need ya, the West Coast savior. Engraving your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. For this Canadian light-skinned doc, we need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him liking young girls, that's a kid for me. Heard it on the button podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive, and the nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole fucking game. It was me and Snoop Dogg, had my fucking shirt off in the House of Blues. K, you gotta fuck this nigga, girl, he gotta get abused. All that shit about burning tattoos, he is not amused. That jail talk for real thugs, you gotta be you. Gotta leave this motherfucker broken and bruised before we really lose. You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused. Now you about to get this shit another week and fall back to homegirl for running up us up. I would've refused. For these industry relationships, she not in your shoes. You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us it's not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
Nephew, what the fuck you really got to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right? I know you never been to jail, orange jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody, never did nothing violent and no one. It's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this fucking aisle who's boss on the west. Now's the time to really make a power move. Cause right now it's looking like you writing out the game plan on how to lose. How to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room. World is watching this chess game, but are you out of moves? Doubt you know the DOG never fucking doubted you. But right now it seems like you posted up without a clue of what the fuck you about to do.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the land gang and let my fucking bowel move. Shitting on you niggas from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor made your schedule with Ant, you out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets, I'm not in the mood. I love it when you niggas talk loose like I'm not in the room. Since like that, your tone changed a little, you not as enthused. How are you not in the booth? It feel like you kinda removed. You tryna let this shit die down, nah. Not this time, nigga, you following through. I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved, y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. On the loose. Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now. You know, I moved my album when she dropped. I said that already. You know, she about to mini run, do a milli rock on your head top. She got the whole PG Lang on mute like that Beyonce challenge. Y'all boys quiet for the weekend, like. Die, I know you in that NY apartment. You struggling right now. I know it. In a notepad doing lyrical gymnastics, my boy. You better have a motherfucking quintuple entendre on that shit. Some shit I don't even understand, like. This shit better be crazy. We waiting on you. Yeah.